This is the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page.
Play action fake by Brady, looking long down the left sideline. It is caught beyond branch, five, end zone, touchdown.
The pregame social is the world's biggest virtual tailgate featuring the fans of the three-time Super Bowl champion New England Patriots.
Back-to-back world championships, three out of four. Yes, it's a dynasty.
Paul Perillo and Andy Hard of Patriots Football Weekly are here to do the grilling as your hosts. This week, the Patriots host the second-seeded Baltimore Ravens in the AFC Championship game.
Brady takes the shotgun snap, back to throw, fires, yes! Caught. Touchdown, Rob Gronkowski, five. First half touchdown passes for Tom Brady.
Now, Paul and Andy get you ready for the game live from the Subway Fresh Broadcast Studios inside Gillette Stadium. Patriots Nation, welcome to the JetBlue Patriots pregame social.
Paul Perillo and Andy Hart with you here for the final JetBlue Patriots pregame social of the year. And that is a good thing, Andy, because we are doing the maximum amount of shows that we possibly could have done. And that's what every Patriots fan wanted before we started this season. AFC Championship game. It's the end of the line.
And just to clarify, we're not predicting a loss.
No. Nope.
We wouldn't do one at a Super Bowl.
No, we'll be at the Super Bowl next week. In 2 weeks. And we will not be doing a JetBlue Patriots pregame social.
Hello? Where is everybody? I thought there was a game today.
That'd be great. Hey,
is this thing on?
Does anyone know where Lucas Oil Stadium is? So, yeah, Andy and I will be in Indianapolis if the Patriots happen to win this afternoon. And we both sort of believe that they will.
Unless they don't.
I'm a little bit more confident than Andy is. We'll get into that and a lot more over the next couple of hours. As always, a lot of ways you can participate in our show here. It's old hat by now. We're streaming live off our Facebook page here from Gillette Stadium, but you can give us emails at webradio@patriots.com. Again, webradio@patriots.com. You also can give us a shout on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398. Andy, it's hard not to be pretty jacked up for this one. This is, I think, the two best teams in the AFC, the Baltimore Ravens, the New England Patriots, the top two seeds. It doesn't always work that way. We know in the NFL, the bye teams don't always get to this spot, but they did this week. The Patriots summarily took care of business last week with a slapping around of a quite undermanned Denver Broncos team, as you and I predicted.
Yeah, no, I think the angles of this game are limitless, and reason to believe it's going to be, as I said the other day on PFT in Progress, a classic.
I think
so,
too.
You know, the styles of play, the offense, defense, strength versus strength, weakness versus weakness. You got your boy Drew Bledsoe, Ty Law, Teddy Bruschi, honorary captains, Troy Brown, Cal Ripken Jr.
I really don't understand that, by the way, but that's, what? I guess, a story for another day.
What?
Cal Ripken.
Oh, I like it. He's a Hall of Famer. He is Baltimore. If you want to bring Baltimore to the coin toss, you bring Cal Ripken or a crab cake, but they went with Cal Ripken. It's one of two things. I think that's tremendous. But, you know, the Myra Kraft angle, the emotion, the potential rematches down the road, super. I just think there's so much to, Hall of Famers. I mean, you're talking about it. Brady drops back. Well, he's got two Hall of Famers right in front of him in Ray Lewis and Ed Reed. You know, so it's three Hall of Famers playing backyard football where, you know, the quarterback's trying to beat the coverage. And, you know, the weather, the snow just makes it one of those, even though it won't be on the field, one of those New England playoff games where they can show the big piles of snow in the parking lot. I just think the atmosphere for this game should be tremendous.
Yeah, and actually, Andy alluded to the snow. We had about a foot of snow maybe down in this area, southeastern Massachusetts, yesterday. But this has turned out to be an absolutely gorgeous day for football. It's bright sunshine. I know it won't be a bright sunshine by the time the game kicks off at 3 o'clock. The lights will be on here at Gillette Stadium, and it'll be more of a night game by the time the outcome is all said and done in the second half. But a beautiful day here, cold but pretty still.
Yeah,
didn't
no
seem
wind.
To be overly windy. Making the long walk across the parking lot that Andy and I refer to every week.
I will tell fans though, cover your skin because the skin felt cold. It didn't. There's sun, but then when the air hits just your actual skin, so make sure you get your little hat and face warmer on for the game.
It is cold, but I don't think the elements will have much, if any, of an impact on the football game today.
Nope.
You have two northeast-based teams that are used to playing in the elements, and I don't think it's going to be in a situation where it's going to be making the passing game a tough or anything like that. So a lot of stuff to look forward to, but we kick off each and every show here by turning it over to Andy Hart, who likes to go to fantab.com to find out what everybody else thinks about the goings-on here at Foxborough. So I'm going to hand it over to Andy.
Well, Paul, we are hanging out in the range we've been in all year. Low 90s has pretty much been the opinions of Patriots Nation all year on fantab.com, the collective confidence rating, and that's where it is today at 91. No change in the last 24 hours. Fans feeling confident but not cocky probably. You know, you don't see 100 or 98, but they're feeling pretty good about themselves heading into this matchup. And interesting, we like to do the little comparison as I scroll down on fantab.com, and that's one of the things. You can look at all 32 teams in the NFL, what their fans are feeling right now, not just the teams that are playing, but, you know, you could get a reaction to Jeff Fisher's the new coach in the Rams. Do they jack their confidence rating up? But for this game, the Baltimore Ravens, 50 confidence rating for their fans, unchanged in the last 24 hours. So apparently they're not feeling very good about their chances of coming on the road into Foxborough and hitting the upset here against the Patriots. But Patriots fans, if you want to get that number higher, if you think it's too high, I would say go on to FanTab. This is the only way to monitor truly how fans are feeling about their team on a day-by-day, hour-by-hour, minute-by-minute basis. And you can go on there and talk trash with some Ravens fans.
Interesting that maybe the Ravens fans don't have, you know, I didn't expect them to have, you know, a 91% confidence rating like the Patriots, but maybe a little higher than 50.
50. They're like me. They're 50-50.
that's true. And Andy, by the way, and we'll get into this because there's no way he would ever let something like this go if I had tried to pull it off this week. But Andy has tried very hard throughout the week to
tarp it,
to stay right in the middle
covering
of the fence.
All my bases.
he has picked anywhere between a 4-point win and a 4-point loss. So,
but as you pointed out,
that's the kind of analysis you get from Andy.
It's interesting for me because I am generally black and white. I get a feeling, an analysis, an opinion, and nothing is going to sway me from it.
Even when you're wrong, after the fact, you say,
"I was right."
I still thought I was right. Just, you know, I didn't foresee the 17 things that made my prediction go wrong.
This one, I really have. Every time I look at something, a factor, whether it's, you know, who they played, who they didn't play, offense, defense, quarterback, coach, I feel one way or the other. But then I just look at a different factor and I get swayed in the other direction. And that's why I'm really hoping we're going to see a great football game. You know, fans,
I
always
think
of Colts Patriots. I'm hoping we see Ravens Patriots, another battle where we're talking about, can you believe that damn timeout cost somebody the game, or that one flag or that one play? I want to be in the fourth. I know fans would like a blowout, but I also like good football, and that's what made those Colts matchups classic, because there was so much intensity and stress, and I think you could get that today.
It will be a much different game than that one, obviously.
Oh,
I wouldn't envision a 38-34 type game, but I would love to see a classic like that. That's in doubt.
28-24
going down to the
or
last
27-23.
Yeah, it's
depending on who wins.
But we also on the Facebook page like to encourage a lot of interaction, and I'm glad to say that, Andy, we're already getting some of that. Some pictures are already being posted. Matt and Kevin have thrown some stuff. The emails have come in with some tailgating shots, some children with Patriots gear, and all that kind of stuff. So keep those coming, and look for those on the Facebook page. And also, Matt puts together a bunch of polls for us to discuss and analyze. And what are we going to lead off with this week, Matt?
We're starting off slow. Which team will have more quarterback sacks, Patriots or Ravens?
Oh, that's a good one. With the Patriots defense coming around last week, Rob Ninkovich getting all riled up, and how many did Houston get? Four or five on Flacco last week?
I think five.
Certainly is the option there, and you know, I should bring it right to the table because we like to stoke up Patriots fans. Bold prediction from Marshall Faulk on NFL Network is that the Ravens defense will have more sacks of Tom Brady than Tom Brady has touchdown passes today. So good to see that Marshall, you know,
maintains his objectivity.
Not bitter in any way. But to be fair, if he wants the Ravens to win, and I'm pretty sure he literally wants the Ravens to win, despite the fact that he should be unbiased, he needs to get some pressure on Tom Brady.
Brian Murphy says that you sound like the Switzerland of NFL fans, and I couldn't agree more.
Good chocolate?
another thing that we like to do early in the show, Andy Hart, is to go out to Las Vegas to get some of the numbers, some of the different ways, shall we say, of looking at a football game. And Jeff in Vegas is kind enough to provide that for us each and every week. Jeff, how are you?
Hey, guys, how are you?
We're doing great. Excited for the game of the year.
Yeah, absolutely. Tremendously exciting indeed. In fact, the over-under on total quarterback sacks for the game is 4.5.
Yeah, I would sort of agree. I don't think there are going to be a tremendous amount of sacks in this game.
That's an interesting number.
I agree with that.
I don't think Marshall Faulk is going to be right then if that number's right.
No.
Yeah, the Marshall Faulk hatred barometer has been a good indicator, so hopefully that will keep doing what it's doing. Also, there's a little bit of a baseball angle with Cal Ripken Jr., hopefully New England's domination over Baltimore, and then also the Curt Schilling angle when he talks about aura and destiny. Maybe with Myra Kraft, we might have a little destiny on our side this year, hopefully.
There's certainly a lot of people that are buying into that angle. Certainly has been a common topic this week. Not just with the team and everybody and Mr. Kraft, but also with these honorary captains that came in and obviously have a long-standing relationship with the Kraft family. There's certainly, you know, Teddy Bruschi even admitted he got teared up thinking about Patriots, Giants, Super Bowl potential rematch and how appropriate and fitting that would be. So, yeah, that is certainly an underlying emotional aspect of this game.
Yeah, I'm concerned about the game. I am, however, hoping that maybe Flacco, maybe Baltimore just won't play well. Maybe they're due to just not be completely right today, hopefully.
Okay. Some would argue they've had those on the road this year. You know, they've had those stinkers, Jacksonville, Seattle, where they just don't show up to play. Now, if they don't show up to play today, then I think you have to start criticizing Harbaugh and why you can't get your team ready to play. Now, I expect them to be, considering the fact they have maybe the greatest on-field motivator in the history of the game named Ray Lewis on their team.
Yeah, this won't be, if they lose today, it won't be because they're flat,
right,
not ready to play. They'll get beat by the Patriots. It won't be because, you know, they took Jacksonville lightly, you know, like the way they did in the middle
of the year.
Exactly.
That brings us to the number. New England open -7.5 down to New England -7. Totals down to 50. And then you can get Baltimore on the money line at +250.
Okay, so what is?
Well, Andy, that...
Heavens to Betsy!
The Jeff Smart Money Play of the Week?
Is?
I don't have a great feeling except...
Whoa. Gamblers can't be wishy-washy. Analysts can be wishy-washy. Gamblers need to put your money where your mouth is and pick something.
All right, here we go. Under. I got 50.5. I'm going under the 50.5. Because it dropped to 7, I'm going New England giving the 7. Patriots all the way. We're going to the Super Bowl. And pack your bags, folks, for Lucas Oil Stadium.
All right, Jeff, I'm not going to lie. I'm a little disappointed because that's not really an overly inspiring pick when you lead off by saying, I'm really not sure.
Right.
So we're gonna let you go. We
got
thank
the world's
you, as
lamest
always,
wise
Jeff,
guy.
And we'll catch up with you during the week on PFW in Progress, I'm sure.
We got a wise guy who thinks like me.
Yeah, that's not overly inspiring to me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if a gambler can't decide, I mean, I suppose that in a warped way sort of defends you a little bit, because gamblers, that when they don't like the game, they just stay away from it, and usually good gamblers, they usually they find a way, they find an angle one way or the other. So if they couldn't find one, then maybe you're right. Maybe it's just too close to call.
I'd be more decisive as a gambler, because I'd take the points because I think it's going to be close, and I would take the over because both my scores add up to the over, right? 28-24 and 27-20. Oh, that one wouldn't. What was that one? It was 50.5?
50.5.
Oh, I'm straddling it on my two scores. Ay, caramba.
Not the first time you've done that. But
just a heads up, Steven Tyler is warming up right now out at Gillette Stadium. And according to Shalice Manza-Young, he's already done a doobie-doobie-doo. I think he's one of those creative.
This will be a travesty.
Land of the Pats or whatever.
Home of the Pats.
Home of the Pats.
Yeah, this will be a travesty of biblical proportions.
And Fred
no
will be
doubt.
Pissed. Fred won't be happy because he doesn't like
Fred's
people
never happy.
Effing with the anthem.
Fred's never happy. It almost never is a good rendition to him. You know, and then Eric, you know, it's not up to, you know, Eric could do a better
job. Obviously, but he couldn't. But
he could, in his mind.
Shouldn't it be a woman? I like a woman national anthem. Just saying.
Well, it depends what she looks like.
No, I don't. Whitney Houston, classic. Mariah Carey, I think, does a good anthem. And I like
Whitney
those
Houston,
regular women.
Whitney Houston may have done the best one ever
right.
in 1990, I think. Yeah, right around the time it coincided with Desert Storm and the emotion in the stadium. I think it was in Tampa.
All her teeth missing.
Well,
I don't know if she could
do it. A little bit different now.
First time in my 2 years here that I went out there and did sound check and it got a standing ovation.
Well, you know, first time you've had a relevant anthem singer.
That's true.
That took an ugly
did
turn
Sully
for
from
you.
Godsmack?
Who the F is Sully from Godsmack?
He's legit. Ronan was legit last week.
Oh, God.
We had Rancor, Paul's boy.
Who?
Rene Rancor.
He's making my point.
Yeah. He had to steal the Bruins guy.
You actually have a relevant singer, a guy who is a music legend out there today. Okay, go ahead.
Just a bad singer, that's all.
Well, that's irrelevant. He's still a legend.
You want to get to some emails? What do
you
want to do here?
Since everybody on Twitter is only talking about the fact that Steven Tyler's warming up, we don't have any news off the field, other than Eric telling us that Joe Flacco has bright purple cleats.
Well, you know what? Before we get to the emails, and you just mentioned that the news, I don't know how important this is, and I don't know what the outcome of this is, and you might because you are much more in tune with Twitter on a minute-by-minute basis, but Chad Ochocinco evidently went home for the funeral services of a close family member, believed to be his father, according to some reports. And as of last night, it did not seem there were any indications that he had made it back. Now, this was obviously some weather situations here in the Boston area yesterday. Have you seen any update on that, Andy?
The only reports I saw on Twitter were the crap sheet telling us that he had no indication that Chad Ochocinco was delayed in returning. So his belief was that he did return to New England. That's all I've seen is a reference like that. He had no understanding that there was a delay. Wasn't saying for sure he was here, just that he believed he was. And then I know Ochocinco tweeted out one of those psalms. I forgot which one.
Okay.
Not the famous one. Not the Tebow one. Not Stone Cold Steve Austin. No, it was a more random one.
Yeah, so, I mean...
But as I said to Eric, if this game comes down to whether Ocho's here or not here...
Not good.
Bad news for the Patriots.
Not good for the Patriots.
Because he can watch the game from the Gillette sideline, a booth at Gillette, or the state of Florida just as well.
I would agree with that. So I just thought that was something that we'd throw out there and keep an eye on. I do want to get to Gene's email, because Gene, as you know, Andy, is the one who has lots of conversations with his wife.
"Quote unquote," air quotes, wife.
Yeah, with his, his wife who grew up in the Niagara Falls area, and no one else has really seen.
Grew up in the back.
Apparently, Matt is telling me that he has a picture of Gene's wife.
Oh, Mean Gene, she hot?
Yeah, yeah. I saw that in the Sears catalog on page 51 as well. Gene starts off this email by saying, "I was listening to a Patriots podcast the other day. And my wife happened to walk by when Boston Mayor Thomas Menino was speaking, and she heard him call Wes Welker, Wes Weckler, and Rob Gronkowski, Rob Grabowski. She said, 'Is that one of those PFW comedians you listen to all the time?' I said, 'No, that's Boston's mayor, Thomas Menino.' She said, 'You've got to be kidding me.' I laughed and said, 'Isn't he funny?' She said, 'No, he sounds like a jerk.' I said, 'That's not very nice. I kind of like the guy.' She said, 'You would. He sounds like just like those PFW clowns.
Generations of New Englanders.
In fact, he would be a perfect fit for that crew.' I said, 'You mean the PFW guys?' She said, 'Yeah.' I said, 'They don't need him. They already have a guy, Fred Kirsch, that destroys names.' She said, 'Who is Fred Kirsch? Mayor of Providence?
Rolling rally.
I said, 'No, Fred is the leader of the PFW team.' She said, 'I wouldn't doubt it. They usually put idiots in charge of asylums.' Then she gave me a smart-ass laugh. Then she said, 'Maybe that guy Fred Kirsch should get into politics. She, being from Pennsylvania, thinks all the politicians in New England are a bunch of baboons.' I said, 'Maybe Menino has a future on the PFW show.' She said, 'I doubt it. Even as dumb as that mayor sounds, he is smart enough to know not to join those losers.' I said, 'Aren't you being a little harsh on my guys?' She said, 'No. Sounds to me like I'm being pretty fair with those knuckleheads.' I said, 'Are you still mad at them because they do not think that you are my wife?' She said, 'Yes.'
No, it's not that she's not your wife. It's that she doesn't exist.
Exactly. Me, at a loss for words after such a violent verbal attack on my PFW guys, I tried to salvage something from this horrible defeat, and I go to one of my idle BB favorite philosophies, compliment the opponent beyond nausea. I said, 'You know, dear, that nice picture of you in your Patriot shirt you wanted me to send in to the PFW guys, well, I sent it in.' She said, 'It's about time they know that I am for real.' Then I added, 'Yep. And you know now that you are a celebrity like that poet, the gambler, and the worrywart.' That's Gene and Evelyn, not just Gene. It's Gene and Evelyn in Daytona. And the prediction for the game, Patriots 31, Ravens 21.
I've seen a lot of similar predictions from Patriots fans. A lot of 30-something to 17, 19, 20 kind of range, like a 10, 12-point victory from Patriots fans.
Hey, there's Gene.
There's Mean Gene with Evelyn. It's amazing that he got one of the neighbors to pose with him.
I know,
like
that's
that.
What I was just thinking.
It was awfully
you
nice.
You think she lives in the house right across the way that we
by
can
the way,
see?
It's a nice
by the way, Gene,
pool you
I heard
got
you
there.
Cheating on us on the big show the other day, calling in Ordway.
Oh, Gene.
That really is going to
leave
a mark.
Say it ain't so, Gene.
I actually have heard a lot of our listeners cheating on us on local radio this week.
I heard the John guy. I forgot his last name. He's always annoying.
316?
No.
No, not that guy.
Okay, go ahead, Paul.
All right, I want to go out, back out to the Ace Ticket Hotline and talk to Scott, who's with the Patriots fans of Arizona. Scott, Andy and Paul are with you. How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Just great. Looking forward to a big one.
Oh, yeah, we're getting lubed up here as well.
Well done. Stay hydrated.
Yes.
It's cold out there, too. Bring gloves.
But, nope, we've got probably 200-300 people going to be here today, and they're already starting to pack in, so they're all ready. They've been waiting all week.
And is the general atmosphere confidence, overconfidence, or hesitation?
I think it's I think the confidence is starting to build.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different than the Denver game last week. I think everybody just kind of laid low. It's just the Patriot way. We've all learned. But you can tell in the last probably day or so, just on some of our fan boards and stuff, the confidence is picking up.
Now, I have a strange question. This isn't necessarily related to the Patriots game, but will you guys watch the other game as a group?
We will probably hang around and watch it afterwards. Today, we probably will. Yes. So if we do, we pull off the win, definitely we'll hang around and watch it. Mostly people hate the Giants here. So
right. And if you lose, though, people will probably go home, huh?
They will be out of here faster than last run.
I would be too. I have to go pout after a big loss.
So, is the general jersey of choice today Tom Brady, since he pretty much the man?
We've got everything. We've got we've become more of a Gronkowski bar. We've got a huge Gronk Nation banner that just went up this morning. So we're seeing a mix of those. Welker. I personally wear Kevin Falk still, but it's a good mix of everybody in there.
Do me a favor, shoot us a photo of everybody lined up in front of the Gronk Nation banner. I want to see that. That'll make a good pick for the Facebook page.
I can do that.
Perfect. And enjoy the game today. Hopefully you guys will be sticking around to see who we're playing in the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. We're pretty confident.
Scott, thanks for checking in with us and enjoy
the
game
today.
Glad somebody's confident.
Yeah, I'm...
Because I'm torn like a used ticket.
Yeah. It makes you make me look like I am, have no wavering at all in this. You're so torn.
I have no idea. And I'll probably change six times during the game. Oh, see, I told you.
How many times are you going to declare this game over today?
A good number of times. A quick note out of this is more PFW note than game note. Eric writes that apparently a member of the Colts PR staff has been assigned to sit next to the PFW boys in the Gillette press box, right next to Fred Kirsch. Should be fun. So we have a Colts PR person in our loft, which is normally just us.
So in other words, I am not going to have a seat, and I'll sit in the back?
The Colts suck. Wow, we'll put a little butter on you, and we'll squeeze it.
Doesn't really sound like there'll be enough room. We can't have another guy.
It won't be good.
At the desk.
Of course. Why is there a Colts PR guy?
Because we don't have enough room even without an extra guy. We really don't have enough room.
If the guy's nice, he'll watch the game from somewhere else, because why does a Colts PR guy have to be at our game?
Well, he's got to make sure he's scouting for, the next time that they see one of these teams. I don't know. It is weird to me.
Okay.
Unless, is he helping? Like we have our old friend Jared Puffer in town this week.
Then he doesn't need a chair. He should be passing out stats and stuff.
You know, that's the only thing is you're one of these guys that's here to help.
I don't know. The
added media frenzy that comes with the conference title game. A lot of people here throughout the week. Andy, I wanted to get into a little of the reasons why you're so torn. And, you kind of brought up the...
It's going to take a while. We got more than 2 hours?
Well, you brought up the strength versus strength and the weakness versus weakness. But let's get into those a little bit more in depth. Obviously, we're talking about Patriots offense against the Ravens defense and strengths.
Yes.
And the other way around, the Patriots defense against the Ravens offense and weaknesses. What which one do you think is more important and more, relevant to sort of focus on?
Weaknesses. I think the strength versus strength, I'll be surprised if either of those lays an egg. I think they're both going to show up, which is why I think you'll see the Patriots score somewhere in the range of 24, 27, 28 points, because normally they're a 35 to 40 point offense, and they're going to be held in check on some level by this defense. So I'll be stunned if either of those are the reason
glaringly for wins and losses. I think they're both going to play to some degree up to their resume. But the weaknesses, that's a great question. Who's going to play like what and how? You know, everybody, a lot of confidence seems to be building in this Patriots defense that struggled for most of the year, was doubted for most of the year, drew a lot of criticism from virtually everybody. You know, I heard Troy Brown ripping them. It doesn't matter if you're an ex-player, whoever. Everybody said they stunk. And now everybody seems to be on board with their opportunistic and their forcing turnovers and their, you know, they even did better, quote-unquote, against the run against Broncos last week. I just think that was a high school team they played, a high school offense. And I find it hard to believe they're going to be able to do the same things against a pretty talented Ravens offense. But then I get to that side of the ball, and it's about one guy, Joe Flacco. And Joe Flacco, on paper, to me, is better than a lot of the quarterbacks that have had good games against the Patriots this year. Physically, he's capable of throwing for 300 yards against this defense, just like Dan Orlovsky or Vince Young or Matt Moore, any of these Jags that have done it against this team. On the other hand, I listen to his press conferences, and I don't like his confidence. He's soft as goo. He hears this criticism that, quote, he doesn't care about, except he brings it up every time he's in front of a microphone. So how much do you not care about it? So I Joe Flacco to me is that you want to boil it down to one thing. It's Joseph Flacco, if his name is Joseph.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think that there's a lot of really interesting matchups, how the Ravens are going to try to go against Gronkowski and Hernandez, what they're going to do with that. You know, are they going to double him and take their chances with single coverage on Welker and Hernandez, or, you know, how much do they blitz to get pressure on Brady? Because they know that that's the way that they've had success against him in the past. Ed Reed, how healthy is he? How much ground can he cover? Can he be the normal pest that he is, or is he limited? There's a million things like that you can focus on. But to me, for Baltimore, it all comes down to one thing, and that's Joe Flacco, because they're not going to win this game with just Ray Rice. They can't just hand the ball off, get 17 or 20 points, and say we have enough to win. They're not going to beat the Patriots doing that. Joe Flacco has to play a good football game today. And if he doesn't, I don't think the Ravens stand a chance. If he does, I think you're going right down to the wire.
And I told you earlier, I think he's better than most of those Jags.
He is.
But he's also not as good as the guys that actually beat the Patriots, guys named Eli Manning and Ben Roethlisberger, and you could even argue what Ryan Fitzpatrick was in
then.
The early part of the year.
On his up days, he is. He's just not consistent.
Right.
And he's just been that guy now for a couple of years. He, you know, as a rookie, he wasn't asked to do a whole lot. He was just sort of a caretaker. But he made the jump the following year where all of a sudden they started throwing the ball 35 times a game like everybody else, and he really he took to it. His stats were dramatically improved, but he's never gotten better from that guy.
Right.
He's been the same guy. Now this year I would argue statistically he took a step back. He has not been as good as he was even 2 years ago.
But even that, I told you, I did the rundown. I think he played 11 defenses in the top 11 in scoring. He played virtually everybody in the top five except himself. You know, he couldn't play the Ravens defense. So he was challenged. It's not like he laid an egg, kind of like the Patriots did against some suspect competition at times in quarterbacks and passing offenses. There's a lot there. There is a lot there.
So we're going to get into a lot of those matchups as we move along in the show, and I'm going to take a quick phone call here back in the Ace Ticket Hotline from John. I'm sorry, in the with the North Orange County Patriots before we head to our first break. John, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Getting ready to head over to our group gathering.
Feeling confident? Feeling ready?
Yeah, I think so. Most of the guys in the group feel they're going to win by 2 TDs. I'm not that confident. I think 4 points will do it, but I think 28 points will win the game.
I'm with you, John. Just not sure for who.
I agree.
I think either team could win this game with 28 points.
Yeah, well, I run this group out here, and I go by the moniker of Captain Patriot. I'm putting on my revolutionary uniform here and getting ready to head over to the crowd.
Do you have a gun?
No.
I think I asked you that last week, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. They've all asked me about that, and my feelings are kind of mixed because around here, they'll take you down for a cap gun.
That's true. Yeah, you're probably safer not having one. Just go with the rest of the getup.
But we do, we started last week doing a musket salute where we just put our arms in the air and go boom for touchdowns. And everyone was excited about that. It's the first time we did it, and everyone got up for that.
Well, it sounds exciting. I look forward to you sending in some audio of that one of these days. I want to hear the collective boom.
Boom goes the dynamite.
I don't know how we would do that, but I'll bring it up.
Okay. Enjoy the game today, John. I think you are in for an exciting one, and I'm on board with you. 28 points wins the game.
All right, buddy.
Thanks for checking in, John.
See you, Captain.
Enjoy the game. Captain Patriot.
I really do think 28 points is going to win the game.
Well,
maybe
yeah.
That's my prediction. I'm just going to start saying, you get to 28 points, you win this game. I'm not going to say who. I'm just going to say it.
All right, lots of emails coming in, which is great. Some more photos coming in. We'll get those up on the Facebook page. And we will talk shortly with Ryan Mink of Ravens.com. Do you know Ryan? Because you've done a lot of stuff with the Ravens.
No.
Ravens.com people over the years. Is Ryan
not
one
of
them? Okay, so we'll talk to him to get an out-of-town perspective shortly. But first, we're going to head to our first break, and we have a lot to get to after that, so don't go anywhere.
Gear up for the AFC Championship at the official team store, the Patriots Pro Shop. The Patriots Pro Shop and PatriotsProShop.com have the widest selection of authentic Patriots merchandise anywhere, from jerseys and sweatshirts to hats, game day party gear, and more. The Patriots Pro Shop at Gillette Stadium is open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Or shop online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at PatriotsProShop.com. The Patriots Pro Shop. If you are any closer, you'd be in the locker room.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS.
All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
So what do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature,
right? Right, no.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Dear business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Horizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never-been-owned-before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Hey, what's that?
A Dunkin' Donuts hot chocolate with a turbo shot of espresso.
So you're making a statement about the duality of mankind, in that we can be warm and cozy, yet intense and energetic. That's quite the dichotomy you've exposed.
Actually, it's just really delicious.
Charge up your Dunkin' hot chocolate with a turbo shot. Add some espresso to your favorite cup of chocolate comfort today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Mmm, these Dunkin' sausage pancake bites are so good. I love how they wrap tasty sausages in yummy pancakes.
Actually, I believe they took yummy pancakes and filled them with tasty sausages.
Huh. You say pancake sausage bites, I say sausage pancake bites.
Try Dunkin' Donuts sausage pancake bites. Your favorite breakfast flavors together in one delicious bite. Grab three for just $1.59. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes.
I love.
Love.
Love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice. And football. And baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Copyright 2011, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochette. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Welcome back to the JetBlue Patriots Pregame Social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. Now back to Paul and Andy from the Subway Fresh broadcast studios inside Gillette Stadium.
Welcome back to the JetBlue Patriots Pregame Social. Paul Perillo and Andy Hart with you. I have a ton of emails to get to, but before I do that, I want to get to Andy Hart, who does a great job of monitoring the Twitter feed.
Great.
And by the way, make sure you give us a hashtag of PPGS when you have anything to say related to the Patriots and our great show
really
here.
That's a really interesting point, Andy.
Yeah, Bill does it.
Thanks, Bill.
Bill does it. So you should, too. So, Andy, what do you got?
Just a update on the Ocho Cinco situation via Shalice Manza-Young from the Boston Globe. For those who ask, Chad Ocho Cinco did make it back from Miami and is here today. So that. Chad Ocho Cinco in the house at Gillette Stadium. And I wanted to remind people as well that they are handing out towels for the game today. Rally towels, white. They have the Myra Kraft MHK logo on them. And it says, I was there. So we'll see if we can get those swinging just a little bit during the game today.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Thanks. I see what you did there. So that is good news, I guess, for Chad Ocho Cinco. I'm not sure how big of a role he plays after only playing one snap last week, but I think it's fair to say that it's better to have all your options open than not. So he's here, and if Bill Belichick chooses to have him be part of the game plan today, it's good to have him around. So let's get to the emails. I'm going to start off with Peter in Surrey, who is a little bit off topic here for good reason. He's over in England, so he's excited about the news that the Patriots are heading over there yet again.
As Super Bowl champions?
Coming back to London, he hopes you guys are excited, and he certainly is.
Yeah.
You guys should definitely have a meet and greet. On a slightly separate note, what do you think of the Rams' commitment? To me, it suggests that London franchise can leave at St. Louis Stadium soon after their last agreed London game, and Stan Kroenke already owes big state-of-the-art stadium in London, but I may be just dreaming. I'm not sure it means that. Do you?
Yeah,
that,
no. I think it may be a threat for them in their negotiations.
Leverage.
But,
absolutely.
I'm still not sold on the feasibility of a team to be over there full time.
I agree.
I find it a little stunning even that a team committed three consecutive home games over there. To be honest, it's crazy. And obviously Robert Kraft thinks it's crazy too, and he pretty much said that he'd vote to go back as a road team. He has
right.
no problem with that in growing the brand
and
all that.
Not giving up home games.
But yeah, that's crazy. And as he mentioned, he has a lot of respect for his fans here, not to take away a game from them to be able to see. So, you know, while it's about business, it's about a gate at the stadium and making the money.
Correct.
I also think he's right that it's a slap in the face to say, we're going to take one of our home games. We're going to go play it 5,000 miles away. If you want to watch us, you got to get on a plane to come watch us.
Right.
And I don't even know how it would work. I mean, season tickets, I sign up for 8 games. You're taking away a game. Like,
oh, yeah, I think you would get you'd have to have the option of getting your money back.
No, but I understand that, but it's almost like I don't know, like a breach of contract. You assume you're going to 8 games a year, 8 regular season games at your stadium when you buy season tickets.
Peter also has been tossing and turning between the outcomes for today, kind of like you, Andy. For me, I think that on a team level, it worries me that they've performed well against playoff caliber teams, and we, well, enough said. On a personnel level, I think we probably have a better man-for-man side. The keys for me will be how they cover the tight ends and more who covers the tight ends, and then whether or not Nada can be provide pressure up the middle. I think we have a big advantage if they leave their normal package on the field to cover us on all passing downs, as their linebackers will struggle to go step-for-step with Hernandez, Welker, and Gronk. Imagine Suggs or Lewis trying to run with Hernandez. I also think that edge pressure can be managed. Brady can step up and Light can get a good handle on Suggs. However, if Nada can get in Brady's face, it's going to be tough.
I really agree with a lot of this guy.
I agree, too. It's a lot of stuff that we've been talking about all week. I'm pretty much ignoring the 09 game. I also agree with that. It's completely irrelevant to this game. As these sides were so different, we've even evolved on offense since the 2010 matchup. Here's hoping things go our way. Hope you all enjoy the game and get the right result. If this is the end, thanks for all your work this year, etc. Hope for the best, prepare for the worst. That's like Fred Kirschism right there, right?
Sure.
Hope for the best, prepare for the worst.
I really agree with him on
the fun fact
on the Nada thing. I mean, we picked Joe Flacco earlier. If I was going to pick a defensive guy, it might be Nada. He's thought of one of the better defensive players in the game, and I think he needs to prove it. I don't think people have thought he's had a great year. And if he could come out today and own the interior of that Patriots offensive line, I think that would be a long way toward the Ravens winning. The other thing is the whole matchup aspect of the no huddle and the Patriots passing attack and all this. People seem to leave out the one major thing, and I give Wes Welker credit. He acknowledged it. The one major issue about the no huddle is you have to move the ball. If you don't get first downs,
the Patriots keep talking about that, but the fans never do.
No fans do. It's like no huddle is this magic elixir. If you shoot yourself in the foot and go 3 and out, you're putting your defense in grave jeopardy. And that's a bad...
Grave jeopardy?
Can I not say that?
No. You're supposed to say, is there another kind?
Oh. And that's just kind of overlooked against a pretty good defense, right? I mean, it's not just a given. You're going to go, you know, 6 plays in a minute and 20 for a touchdown.
Right. I do believe the Patriots should use some no huddle because
yes.
I think that plays against what Baltimore does best on defense in terms of disguising and mixing and matching and doing all those sorts
of things.
Plus,
I think they're good at it.
But it doesn't mean that you just automatically will move the football.
It's like I think they need to use some Ray Rice because Ray Rice is good. That's a big part of their offense. Big part of the Patriots' offense is no huddle at times.
Steve in Albany has a dilemma on his hands. He sends us a picture of he and his wife decked out in a Ravens jersey,
wow.
And he's in his Patriots shirt. Bound to happen in all football households, my wife's team, the Ravens, are headed to Foxborough to play my team, the New England Patriots. So
that's a good one. Is that on the Facebook page yet?
I hope so. I hope Flash is getting that one up there as we speak.
You know, as long as he doesn't actually follow through and...
Calvin and London are also excited about the Patriots making a return trip to Wembley. With the announcement that the Rams are playing a game in London for the next 3 years, including one against the Pats, what is your personal view of the NFL trying to expand globally? Is it important to you that they do this, and what do you think the majority of Americans feel about the move? Whilst, as Fred would say, I am glad, personally, I get to see the Patriots in London for the second time. The potential expansion to include a franchise overseas, to me, doesn't make sense. Keep the great game as it is, where it is, and where it belongs in the U.S. Go Pats.
I agree
with Calvin, 100%.
One or two games a year over there is fine, but putting an actual franchise over there, I think, makes little sense on so many levels.
Let's see, who's next up here? Maki in Ireland? Is that supposed to be Mickey? Hey, Mr. Draft and Paul.
That's me. I'm Mr. Draft.
You're Mr. Draft.
No, I know.
Well, I just wanted to make sure you reminded everybody that you dubbed yourself Mr. Draft.
I think someone else dubbed me.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Now, I dubbed Eric Mrs. Draft.
That is correct. After years of watching Patriots games on crappy stop-start internet streams, I am in Dublin City tonight, and so am hoping to join the Paddy Patriots fan club at a pub to watch the game. That's
start
a lot of
drinking
peas.
Now.
On a sadder note,
with
my dog pint. Also died today, so really hoping a Patriots victory and a lot of beer can help cheer me up. Well, I'm sorry for your loss, Mocky. Enjoy the game. Ye all do a great job.
Ye of little faith.
Neil is next up here in Glasgow.
We're big globally.
Yeah, this is like, what, 3 or 4 out of the last 5 or 6?
It'd be nice if we got some Americans
from the UK
to listen.
From across the pond, as they say.
We're like David Hasselhoff. We're much bigger in Europe than we are in the U.S.
After all the snow in the area over the past few days, how are the conditions on the ground at the moment?
Perfect.
Looks like the ground crew did a great job in the stands getting it ready for all the fans, although I was holding out a hope for some Brewski versus the Dolphins snow-throwing celebrations. Don't think you'll see any of that today.
You're about 24 hours shy. Had the storm been about a day later, then you would have seen it.
The fact the field is no longer grass can only play into our hands today. I seem to remember a horrendous game against the Ravens, and I think 06 where the field was just a mud pile. I remember that game. I believe it was 04, 24-3 in an absolute swamp. It was awful. Anyway, a few questions about today's key matchups, and who do you think comes out on top? Ray Rice against the Patriots front seven. Will Gerard Mayo be a big factor today, playing a Ray Lewis-style role for the Patriots, or even half of Ray Lewis's usual play would be a huge factor. Joe Flacco versus the Patriots secondary. We've made Jag quarterbacks look good all year long, as Andy has talked about. Even Tyler Palco had a good half against us. Will they step it up today? Is there a concern with us focusing on stopping Rice? We may see the secondary slack off and lose concentration, allowing Bolden and Smith to beat us deep. I think there is a concern for that.
Especially Smith.
Much has been said about the Patriots, about Tom Brady against Ed Reed, but for me, Tom's biggest worry today has to be Terrell Suggs. Suggs always seems to bring it against the Patriots, and I agree, Neil, that is a huge worry, but Andy Hart has breaking news.
I have the inactives from the Patriots today, and there is an interesting name on here, and I'll just read the list. Ryan Mallett, he's not the interesting name. Stephen Ridley, he's kind of interesting.
Very
Shane
interesting.
Vereen, Gary Guyton, Donald Thomas, Sebastian Vollmer, kind of interesting, and Chad Ochocinco.
Yeah.
So I would say there are a couple interesting names on there. The Ridley one, we talked about it all week with the fumbles in consecutive weeks, losing one in the postseason, very good chance he wouldn't play. Well, now there's a great chance he won't play because he's inactive and he's not allowed to.
And I would say that that's probably good news for the status of Nate Solder, who we talked about on PFW in Progress has a concussion. He was limited all week in practice as a result. He was listed as questionable for the game. We knew he would play, but anytime you're dealing with a head injury, it causes me concern. But evidently the Patriots don't have a lot of concerns in that department because, you know, Vollmer's not active and it'll have to be Cannon. Either that or Vollmer is just not really even close to being ready.
Well, and that one gets weirder and weirder. When is he going to end up on IR? After the season?
So we'll get to a more analysis of the Patriots inactives after we check in with Ryan Mink of Ravens.com, who is our guest this week on the Patriots pregame social. Ryan, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you, guys.
What is the mood in Baltimore? We've heard all week long is you know, the situation with Ed Reed talking about Joe Flacco needing to step up, and Flacco talking about, you know, not really getting his due respect. What is the mood in Baltimore beyond that superficial stuff that we're getting here in Boston?
Well, I think for the players, for the most part, it's just kind of business as usual. I mean, it's an extremely vibrant locker room, fun locker room to kind of be in for the players. I mean, that hasn't changed. There's no, you don't look at them and say, man, this team is uptight. I mean, just very loose, very fun-loving. And then I think after all the Ed Reed stuff and just all the criticism of Flacco, and, you know, I mean, they were under siege from the media nationally, locally, everywhere. I think that they rallied around that and said, you know, why does everybody think the Patriots are going to roll in this game? Why does everybody think our quarterback stinks? You know, and I think that has actually been a good thing for the Ravens this week. It's kind of galvanized them. They've always, as a franchise and as a team, played better with the chip on their shoulder when nobody thinks they can win.
Ryan, along those lines, do you think there's any chance that Ed Reed's comments were a calculated way to try to bring the team together or, you know, light a fire under Flacco? Do you think that was, because he seems like a pretty intelligent veteran player that probably wouldn't do something like this just off the cuff.
I don't think that they were calculated. I think it's just Ed Reed being Ed Reed. I mean, he's just an honest dude. And, you know, Flacco got sacked. And, you know, while I think it's been much overblown as to, you know, everybody's take on Joe Flacco is extreme. It's either he's great, he's one of the greatest winners of all time, or he's one of the worst quarterbacks of all time, seemingly. You know, I mean, did he have a phenomenal game against Houston? No. But did he have a horrible game? Certainly not. He was pretty solid. And, you know, I think Ed Reed was just honest and said, hey, he got pressure a little bit, and, you know, there were times when he looked a little bit shaky and whatever, you know, and I think that honesty in the Ravens locker room is something actually that isn't, you know, they understand that. You know, they're all honest with each other, and it's all out on the table at this team.
You mentioned his game last week, Ryan. Do you believe that Flacco has to play better today for the Ravens to come in here and get to the Super Bowl?
Yes, I do. I think that he has to have a better day today because I think it's going to, you know, the Patriots have Tom Brady, and they don't have a rookie sixth-round draft pick in T.J. Yates, you know, under center. So I think they're going to score more points than the Texans did, and I think that Flacco is going to have to lead the Ravens to more points. Not to say that I think it's going to be a shootout, but he will have to put more points on the board than he did against Houston.
Obviously, the two kind of team matchups everyone's talking about is weakness versus weakness perceived and Flacco versus the Patriots' defense. But I think the exciting part is the strength versus strength and the Hall of Famer Brady against, you know, the Hall of Fame-led defense, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed. How do you think that defense is going to stand up to one of its toughest challenges of the year? And particularly, what are your expectations as how they deal with Gronkowski and Hernandez, the two young tight ends for the Patriots?
You know, I'm not really sure how they're going to deal with that. They've been pretty tight-lipped on all that kind of stuff. I mean, would not surprise me if he saw somebody underneath and somebody over top of him, if they bracketed him or whatnot. Because I mean, personally, I just don't feel like there's somebody that matches one-on-one with him, but you can't let the guy run free in his lane either. You know, so it's, you have to pay him a lot of attention. And, you know, essentially Aaron Hernandez is a wide receiver, so you got to put a cornerback on him. And really the thing about that matchup, I think that hasn't been brought up a lot is Baltimore's secondary, you know, beyond Ray Lewis and Ed Reed, is the obvious one. But Baltimore's secondary is pretty darn good and pretty deep. And that's something that I think really plays into their hand in this matchup that, you know, the Patriots have a lot of weapons, but Baltimore has, you know, four very good cornerbacks. And you got a first round pick in Jimmy Smith, who really came on and did a nice job and is a physical specimen this year's third cornerback. And Chris Carr, a guy that you signed to a big contract, 4-year deal, is your fourth guy. I mean, so they've got experience, they've got talent in that secondary, and it's something to watch for.
Obviously, you have some confidence in the secondary, but what about up front? Obviously, one of the pressure points on Brady is getting some pass rush up the middle, collapsing the pocket. What is your feeling on the type of year that Haloti Ngata has had, and can he be a force in the middle today?
Yeah, I mean, he's had a great year. He hasn't had as many sacks at the tail end of the year. I think he'll need to kind of step that up. And part of the reason is that the Ravens faced a lot of AFC North run-based teams at the end of the year. He was focused on the run, but I agree. I think Haloti Ngata is definitely a guy that you have to watch for in this game because it's really the pressure up the middle that makes Tom Brady move his feet, and that's really not what he wants to do. He wants to sit back there and get throws out quickly and pick you apart, you know, that way. So I think if Haloti Ngata can get pressure up the middle, it could definitely help the Ravens defense out a lot.
One of the things, Ryan, that Andy and I talk about a lot when dealing with the Ravens is there's a lot of teams that come here to Foxborough, whether it's regular season games or playoff games, and they really don't seem – there's a lot of talented teams, just don't seem like they can win. They feel like they come here, and, you know, Denver last week was just happy to be here. The Ravens, we've never gotten that impression. They come here expecting to win. Have you sensed that this week with the team? You're around them, obviously, as much as anybody. Is there a confidence level that permeates down from those leaders that we talk about all the time? And do the Ravens fully expect to come out of here with a win today?
Yes. Yeah, that's the Ravens have felt all year that they are a Super Bowl team, that they should beat everybody that they face. That there hasn't been, you know, even the Pittsburgh Steelers, I mean, they felt that way last year with the Steelers, felt like they were the better team, should have won the playoff game. And they just entered the season feeling like that. Nothing has changed. They are, I think, wondering why nobody thinks they can win. Why does you know, everybody thinks the Patriots are going to roll in this game, and they don't feel like that in the locker room. It's just a totally different feeling for them versus what all of us are saying. They expect to win, for sure.
Ryan, all week it seemed like the comments, I expected a little more, not trash talking, but maybe more critical comments. We've always kind of counted on Terrell Suggs to say some interesting things. And it seemed like it was all respect this week. Is that genuine, or do they have a distaste for Tom Brady? We all remember one of the games in the past where he was calling for flags and Ray Lewis went on the big post-game rant about, you know, we're all men and you can't protect men differently on the football field. Do they... Mm-hmm. Obviously, they respect Tom Brady as a player, but do they have a hate for Tom Brady as well?
No, I don't think so. I think that they don't like the way that there's been calls that have gone his way. They don't agree with that at all. But that's not really Tom Brady's fault. You know, that's I think a league issue. But I think when they look at Tom Brady, they just see one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. You know, and I think that it's genuinely is respect. And I think what Terrell Suggs said this week actually is true. I don't think he was putting on. He's grown up, matured. You know, he respects the great ones. And Tom Brady undoubtedly is that way. I guess it doesn't surprise me that both teams are, you know, they're going to all kiss each other, blow each other kisses before the week, and then we'll see once the game starts. But I don't think it's a personal thing with him anymore.
Ryan, before we let you go, a quick thought or a prediction here for the game. We have been talking already for about an hour and how torn we are. Really, I think it could go either way. What's the feeling there for you?
I have no clue.
Join the club.
I am just a bundle. Yeah, I am a bundle of nerves. I think that it could... here's my feeling. I think that the first quarter will say a lot. I think that will really swing things. And if it's close, I think if it's close at the first quarter, it's close the whole way through.
Interesting.
Yep.
And will it be close after the first quarter?
Do I think it will be?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it will be. I would say if it's going to go one way or the other, I would say it's going to be a slugfest.
Yeah, I can sense your confidence. You're really all in on that.
Yeah. Much like us, he's afraid to have Coach Harbaugh find out that he was talking smack. Ryan, we appreciate your time today and look forward to the game. I think it should be a great one. And thanks for taking some time to talk to us today on the JetBlue Patriots pregame social.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right, that's Ryan Mink from Ravens.com, feeling a lot like us.
Like just a fur coat.
Certainly can see it going either way.
A Mink joke.
Yeah, I heard you.
I didn't even get a rim shot from the yawning Yahoo.
Remember Al from Italy?
No. Oh, Alberto.
Exactly.
Alberto.
Yes, Andy,
Al.
My name is Alberto, but my friends from Boston call me Al because it's easier anyway. Do you think it is important today?
Fat Alberto.
More important for Hernandez or Grabowski? Or Weckler. What do you think?
What? I was making stupid
Who's
jokes.
More important today for the Patriots? Hernandez, Gronkowski, or Welker? Now I almost called them
Weckler.
Fake names.
Well, because it says Weckler.
No, I know, but
oh, okay.
He did it on purpose.
I know.
Less Andy, more Paul, he signs off with.
Well, forget you, Fat Alberto.
Can't agree with that.
I think Gronkowski.
Can't disagree with that.
I think Gronkowski is always key. I think he is now the key to this offense. And I told you off the air, and I'll share it on the air now, because that's what we do in radio. I'm a little concerned about Hernandez with the head injury, the concussion.
Yeah. I'm a little concerned about
physical
that.
Defense, cold weather, getting banged around. At times this year, he's dropped balls. He's fumbled in the past. If a guy, I had to say, I'm not quite 100% sure is going to show up and be ready for the atmosphere I think we're going to see on this field in a couple hours, it would be him. He concerns me a little bit. Gronkowski. He's too dumb to know what he doesn't know and all that stuff. He's competitive from day one and you know, Buffalo boy, the weather, I don't think anything's ever an issue with him. Doesn't mean he's going to have 200 yards and four touchdowns, but I have no fear that he's not going to be good. I think he'll do his job. Hernandez to me is an interesting
I don't
key.
Share your concerns with Hernandez physically. I don't necessarily think he's going to go out there and drop a pass or fumble or whatever. I do have concerns about concussions. I head injuries always worry me, but before we head to our halfway point here, I want to get back to the Ace Ticket Hotline and touch base with Johnny in L.A.
Guys, what's going on?
Where are you?
We're doing great.
I'm in my bedroom, but I have taken out my bedroom furniture and brought in the living room furniture because I'm having a buddy over for the game, and I have turned it into a makeshift living room for the day.
Wait, so now it's not your bedroom, so it loses its strength.
No, it's all about the TV, buddy. It's all about the TV that I watch it on.
Oh, it's the specific TV, not the room, the bedroom.
It's ever since I got this TV, they've never lost the game that I've watched on this TV.
And you didn't want to lay in bed with another man and watch the game.
Exactly. Exactly. Holy moly. you know, it's going to be interesting if they do win because my...
You can spoon.
If they win, my... What's that?
You can spoon with your friend.
No, no. If they win, you know, my brother and sister are going to come out to L.A., and I think we're going to go to Sonny's to watch the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Next week. So
evidently, we don't care if we win the Super Bowl.
So we're going to lose the Super Bowl if we get there?
Well, you know, if they make it to the Super Bowl, I consider it a great season, a success. They played the maximum amount of games, and that's that.
Yeah, great. Yeah.
I'm a little disgusted with
that'll make everybody feel good about you losing the Super Bowl for them.
Johnny, you have 30 seconds to save your phone call because I'm disgusted with that line of thinking.
I'm being sarcastic, but I can't watch the Super Bowl in my bedroom.
Well, it's your living room now, so you're fine.
All right, I'm going to take the rest.
Yo, you've redecorated with Bud Light, just like those commercials.
Okay,
there's no way my sister's never coming into my bedroom. Let's be perfectly clear.
Especially when you're in bed with another man,
spooning.
Jesus,
this call went downhill fast.
What? You started it. What's your confidence rating for today? Where are you? You
this
feeling
game
good?
Is over. This game is over. The Patriots.
It hasn't started yet, actually.
41-17. That would shock me.
I would be surprised by that, and I'm going to be a little disappointed if it turns out that way.
A stinker.
Yeah, I want a good game.
Prepare to be shocked. This game's over. When Brady gets this look in his eye when the offense is rolling like this, they might get slowed down a little bit at the beginning, but once they start rolling, forget about it. Game over.
Okay.
All right.
We'll see. We'll see if you're right. Enjoy your friend in
Johnny
bed.
In L.A., no shortage of confidence as we hit the halfway point here on the JetBlue Patriots pregame social.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS. All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, then strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're going to miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
So what do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature, isn't it?
Right? No.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Dear business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day with plush leather seats including legroom galore to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide seat pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Droid. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Hey, what's that?
A Dunkin' Donuts hot chocolate with a turbo shot of espresso.
So you're making a statement about the duality of mankind, in that we can be warm and cozy, yet intense and energetic. That's quite the dichotomy you've exposed.
Actually, it's just really delicious.
Charge up your Dunkin' hot chocolate with a Turbo Shot. Add some espresso to your favorite cup of chocolate comfort today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
These Dunkin' sausage pancake bites are so good. I love how they wrap tasty sausages in yummy pancakes.
Actually, I believe they took yummy pancakes and filled them with tasty sausages.
Huh. You say pancake sausage bites, I say sausage pancake bites.
Try Dunkin' Donuts sausage pancake bites, your favorite breakfast flavors together in one delicious bite. Grab three for just $1.59. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes.
I love,
love
this card.
With my Bank America Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Copyright 2011, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live, shop retailers, and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Planning a tailgate party of your own for this week's Patriots game? We want to hear from you. Tune in to the Patriots pregame social before every Patriots game and be part of the show. Call the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-298-0398 or email the show at webradio@patriots.com. The Patriots pregame social, live every game on the Patriots Facebook page.
I can feel it, Andy. I can feel the excitement building. The calls are. What are you doing?
Like the desk is shaking. I can feel it.
What are you doing here? I have a computer monitor that just almost knocked over, for God's sakes. Relax.
Go to the Twitter.
But the emails are flying in, the phone calls are flying in, and the tweets are flying in. What do you got?
First off, PFW Eric updates us. Kansas head coach and former Patriots offense coordinator Charlie Weiss on the Gillette sideline, quote, chatting with folks. So that's interesting. Got a lot of offensive coordinators on the sideline. Bill O'Brien, Charlie Weiss, Josh McDaniels. I mean, the whole slew of guys. How could we lose today? Half the greatest offensive minds of the last decade are here. A very interesting tweet based on our last call from WinApps says, if it's just about the TV, why didn't that last caller just move the TV set instead of the furniture? Too much sun in L.A.?
A very fair question that Andy and I probably should have posed to Johnny in L.A. And the only thing that we came up with off air was maybe it's one of those flat screens that bolted to the wall and it couldn't be moved.
Yeah, but now he's got his bedroom in his living room.
Well, I'm saying if he had no choice.
You know the funny thing about bolts, Paul?
What?
You can unbolt them.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't do that for superstition. But
I wouldn't move my damn bed.
Back to the Ace Ticket Hotline with MJ in Taunton, Mass., who's been patient waiting.
What's up, your airness?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Long time.
Good. Welcome aboard. What are you doing today?
Last show of the year. You decided to jump in. I love it.
I know. Well, I emailed a couple times the first pregame social, and I just have been busy the whole time. But, I'm actually heading to Brockton to my uncle's house. Where a bunch of us are watching the game over there.
Nice. You confident?
A little less confident. I'm confident, but I'm a little less confident than Johnny from L.A. was. 41-17 is kind of kind of out there, but I think they're going to win 35-21. I mean, I feel the defense can hold Joe Flacco in the running game, Ray Rice, to 21 points, and that's fair enough for Tom Brady in the offense.
Yeah, I even your score, I still will be surprised if they, 35 maybe, if they get 40 points, I'm really going to be surprised because I think this is a pretty good Ravens defense. And as we heard Ryan Mink from Ravens.com, he has confidence in the Ravens secondary in this matchup with the passing game. So if this team puts up 40-plus points against this defense, that is a major, major accomplishment.
Yeah, I agree with you, Andy. And I also had another funny story. I had, not a really funny story, but I used to work at the Sports Authority in Mansfield, and I was a footwear sales associate, and Darnell Jenkins came in one day during the lockout with his little daughter, and he bought some Nike cleats, some short Nike cleats, and I actually saw him. I was helping him out, and then I saw him wear those same exact cleats in a Jaguar preseason game, which I thought was pretty funny. That,
oh, nice. Them's your shoes.
That's my shoes.
You took care of them.
Well done.
But he dropped a touchdown pass. So kinda like,
well, you didn't help him with his gloves. Maybe if you had got him some gloves, you would have been fine.
I know.
He didn't trip.
I know. And then I actually sold the pool table to Gerard Mayo and his buddy that came in.
Nice.
So, and wow. Gerard Nikovich and his wife, Gary Guyton, would come in all the time. So I knew a bunch of the Patriot players. I
mean, nice.
I don't have their cell phone numbers. I don't talk to them.
All right, MJ. Enjoy the game.
All right. You guys too, man.
Thanks, MJ. That's
Stay pretty, safe in Brock.
That's pretty funny. We have a ton of emails, so I am going to
read some, Fred.
I'm going to start reading some quickly. This one is
I got to interrupt
Mitch.
You real quick.
Okay. Well,
PFW Eric, he always likes to update us on fashion.
And attire. Yeah, attire.
Ravens going with white jerseys, black pants versus Patriots, typical dark blue jerseys, silver pants. I will say the black pants make you look fast and a little guh. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Paul and Andy. Just wondering what your thoughts are about this so-called lack of respect card the Ravens always play when going against an opponent who may beat them. I'm not really sure I understand that.
How about the lack
For
of respect card
a team who has done
Dion
fairly
Branch
well, they
so.
Do cry an awful lot. You could say the Pats should play the poor me, I get no respect angle. I mean, the Pats are really, without a doubt, the most dominant team of the new millennium. 3 Super Bowl wins, 11 winning seasons, numerous records, many Hall of Famers to be. Many? So because their defense is not top-notch, they get no respect. That's BS. Look, 13-3 with a fairly suspect D. Getting tired of the sympathy thing, and my dream would be thorough stomping of the Ravens and then the NFC champions, of course, it would if it were the Giants. How fitting it would be to cement Brady and Belichick legend, which, by the way, is already plain to see. Most of the crybabies just hate to admit it. Today, they must execute the Ravens. Go Pats. Have a great game, and thanks for your work. Mitch in Palm Harbor, Florida, via Title Town, Boston, Mass. Ravens 46. I'm sorry. Pats 46. Ravens 20. There's absolutely no sniff of the Ravens scoring 46 without the benefit of about 17 turnovers.
Yeah, a lot of disrespect this week, obviously. The Patriots somehow think they're disrespected. Dion Branch.
It's really nauseating.
Almost said it with a straight face.
It's nauseating.
Kind
of
smiling.
Yeah, almost said it with a straight face.
And obviously the Ravens kind of are being disrespected, because I would argue the opposite, just what we've been talking, 12-4 with a suspect quarterback. I mean, in this day and age, that's a good team.
And 7-0 against playoff teams.
So I think both teams will feel disrespected, and we'll see what happens.
I have to agree with Marshall Faulk, says George.
Wow.
I think there will be plenty of sacks in the field this Sunday. I'm estimating at least 106 sacks. See if you can figure that out, Andy. Go Pats, 38-17. Go Woodhead. And that's George of the Danny Woodhead Fan Club of Nebraska. Did you get it? There's
yeah, but
53 guys.
It's only really 46, so it's only 92 sacks.
All right. Thanks.
Well, I guess coaches have sacks, too. Some of them. You would argue some don't.
Well, certainly you don't argue that on Belichick's side.
No, no,
but
no.
There are guys that come in. Yeah. Jason Garrett
has no sack.
Has no sack. We'll see what John Harbaugh does today. I might be saying the same thing. Have you seen the terrible towel, our good buddy William Berry asks, that will be handed out?
I just
you mentioned that
out
earlier.
Photo.
It is a blue Patriots jersey and a blue MHK in a circle thingy. They are small on a white background.
Yes.
It is a white flag if seen from a distance, like the commentator's booth. I can already hear Sims wondering why the Patriots fans have been surrendering. Is this the new France Patriots? Cue Andy rant about the monkeys in the game day entertainment. That's our good buddy William Berry, sort of.
Yes, anyone who's looking, go on the hashtag PPGS on Twitter. I tweeted out, Patriots tweeted out the photo of the towel. I retweeted that under the hashtag, so you can go find that. It'll be interesting to see how that those are great ideas, but to me they lose a little something if they don't work. You know, these teams that go for whiteouts and then it's not really a whiteout or a blueout or whatever color you – it only is impressive if it gets done and you get the whole lower bowl to be waving their flags, their towels at the same time. And Phil Sims was talking to Joe Flacco on the field, and
good sign. Remember what happened
last week?
Last time
he did that with a quarterback, the guy sucked. Of course, the guy sucked before he talked to Sims, too, so it's hard to prove it was Sims' fault.
I also want to thank a lot of our listeners for providing us some photos for the Facebook page. A lot of people sending in pics of either their tailgate here at Gillette Stadium, of their wife with their Patriots uniforms, attire on, and you know, wherever you happen to be watching the game. So thank you for all that. Want to get back quickly to the Ace Ticket Hotline and touch base with Olivier in Virginia.
Hey guys, how are you?
Happy birthday!
Thank you guys. So you know what I want for my birthday, right?
A cake.
I want a kick. I want a victory. I want a trip to Indy. That's what I want.
See, you can never be a fat guy like me and Andy. It's always cake.
And we can be
or burgers and wings.
Yes, obviously you want a victory. How confident are you that you're going to get that victory? 46-20?
No, I think that, you know, when Patriots Nation is overconfident, we know what happens. Our buddy in Florida is super confident. He says when he's super confident, basically we lose. I don't know. I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's just going to matter to, if the defense can, you know, show up as they did last week, and if Brady has this, you know, super laser look as he had last week, I think, you know, we should be okay. But I think hopefully we win, but it's going to be like a 3 or 7 point game. I don't think it's going to be an exorbitant game where we, you know, there was like 15 or 20 points difference. I don't see that. I think the Ravens are a very, very good football team. I think they have a fantastic defense. And I just hope that Belichick has a great, you know, a great game plan for us, and we'll be able to contain their running game. I don't know what you think about it. But
what's your biggest fear from the Ravens? What do you? If the Ravens win, it'll be because of what?
I think it will be because we haven't been able to contain them defensively.
Right. So you still have your fears about the, even though most of the Patriots Nation is selling us on, they've been better the last couple of weeks, the second half against Buffalo all last week. Are you still scared, so to speak, of the defense we've seen all year?
Yes, because we haven't played a defense like the Ravens.
Right.
And this is, when we say we've been double tested mentally and physically, yes and no. I think that the guys are confident, the guys are gelling, and it's very good for us to be in that psychological mode. However, I also think that the Ravens are not to be taken lightly, and we can't take the performance of the team and the blowout that happened last week as a condition for us to see what's going to happen this week. I think it's a total different game, total different matchup, and I think we should be humble and hopefully I know Bill and Brady have been, you know, humbling the team and making sure that that they practice hard and they understand the game plan. But you know, I'm worried.
You just
brought
up a great point. Resiliency, proving your resiliency is against bad teams. Is that really proving resiliency? That's a great point. When you have to come back against bad teams,
yeah.
Does that prove anything?
Who knows?
It proves that against adversity, whatever it is.
Right, you don't give up.
You don't give up, and you come back. So to me, if you're in a hole for 21 points or 14 points, it doesn't matter if the team is good or bad. You're still in the hole, and you come back because you play better, and you believe in yourself, and you believe in each other. And that has, I think, a recipe for success against any situation. However, I don't know how the matchups are this time. I think they are different. I think that, you know, we are facing an unbelievable defense. People are saying, oh, they're aging. But I'd love to have those Jurassic players in my team.
Yeah.
Because I think they are great.
I hear you. So, I actually joked with Paul. Ray Lewis missed I don't know how many games this year. It was an extended stretch. And then I look at the Ravens' defensive stats, and all I see is he leads the team in tackles. He's got a couple sacks, couple interceptions, couple fumble recoveries. Well, it's funny how he's old and hurt, and yet he has numbers that virtually any linebacker in the league would love to have.
Yeah, exactly. I say if the guy wants to go play for the Pats, and he's always welcome to come in my team. I think he's a great player, a great athlete, and a great influence in the locker room. And, you know, I think we can't take these guys lightly. So it's going to be an epic battle. And I think that the team that wins this game is going to win the Super Bowl. That's my prediction.
All right. Happy birthday, Olivier. Enjoy your
cake and your game. Thanks, Olivier.
Take care.
You can have your cake and watch your game, too.
Yeah, and Anthony in Naples, call back.
Yeah, screw you. You waited 12 minutes. You're too good for us.
Yeah.
You couldn't wait 13. You were next in line.
Wait your turn.
You were kwee-weed up.
Wait your turn. There's a lot of people want to participate
what
in this show.
Poonani. He's a pool man, and he's a poonani.
Wow.
Triangle. Yeah, you should go join the Triangle Pats fan club.
All right, Warren in the U.K. Can't wait till the kickoff. Eager for his team.
Is it ringing yet?
For the game to start. He's going 31-13 Patriots. Have you guys noticed Flacco seems to only be able to throw to his right with accuracy? And I think an early sack or some early pressure will affect his game for the remainder of the day. I agree with the last part of that. I think that Ryan of Ravens.com talked about the first quarter and how important it is. I think it's especially important for Flacco to get off to a good start. And if he has adversity early in the game, you called him soft, and I agree with that. I think that could set the tone for a very bad day for the Ravens quarterback.
Well, I'm going to continue to see things both ways and say I agree with the same for Tom Brady. I think you bang him around early, you could go a long way. You can set a tone. We talked about last week there was that little stretch where he looked shaken. He looked like he was anticipating pressure. He had the lazy interception. He almost threw another interception. I think if you can get that early, that not only builds confidence for the Ravens, I think Brady can get shaken mentally. And a lot of that, as we talked about, is a loading nada right up the poop.
Yeah. And no quarterback has ever won 50 games in their first four seasons. Joe Flacco's going for win number 50 today.
See, there's a reason to pick the Patriots. No one else has ever done it. Is Joe Flacco really that great that he's going to do something no one else has ever done?
I just saw that on the CBS pregame show as Andy was talking.
Hey, let's run out in the hallway where Steve Tasker is interviewing John Harbaugh.
Mark in,
I can get on TV, Mom!
In Cheddar is next up. Hi, Paul and Mr. Draft. That's really starting to catch on quite annoyingly.
Welcome aboard, Cheesy.
Hopefully we get to test those draft skills yet again.
I might be in trouble as Mr. Draft this year. I'm not going to lie to you. If I go to the combine like a week after the Super Bowl,
yeah, I will have to give you some slack for that.
Row, Raggy.
I was in New England between Christmas and New Year, and I flew home from Boston on New Year's Day. Because of the time of the flight, I was unable to go to the Buffalo game, so instead was listening to it on 98.5.
The Sports Hub.
I can't remember which announcer said it, but with about 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, one said, "It's marvelous his ability to stay erect all the time." I thought it was Gino, and he was talking about his joined at the hip relationship. Alas, he was talking about Hernandez. Quick over under. Number of throws Brady attempts, 35.
Over.
Over. Number of receptions for Welker, 8.
Under.
I think 8's about right, but I'll say under. Number of sacks for Vrabel Light, Rob Ninkovich, 1.
Under.
Under. Turnover differential for Patriots, plus 0.5.
Over.
I agree. Number of people in studio hoping Tebow is long-term Broncos quarterback, so Patriots get 2 bye weeks next year, 3. I'm going to go under because I think it's just you and I.
Right.
Fred and Eric think he's God.
Yeah.
Literally. Number of farts by Andy Hart in a single PPGS, 69. See actually, what he did there?
Not a single one today.
I haven't heard you. Breaking
now,
news.
After I eat pregame meal up in the press box, there'll be millions. And the Colts PR guy will get indoctrinated to what it's like to sit in the PFW loft.
Breaking news. Patriots just released a statement from Bill Belichick. Quote, due to the evolution of the passing game with taller wide receivers and big athletic tight ends, we have been on the search for a big DB. I can now proudly announce that we have found this player. Today we have signed big DB Eric Scalavino to the Patriots active roster. Keep up the great work, and I will get you guys lunch for PFW in progress. Thanks, Mark.
Love you, Mark.
Mark and Cheddar.
Eric is a pretty big DB. Maybe the biggest DB I've ever seen.
Let's see. Mike is a USMC retired from Charlotte, North Carolina, and he is all on board with the Patriots. Retreat hell, Patriots Nation. Remember that one from last week?
Ooh-ah.
This one's from Myra and his mom. So hopefully Mike gets some good news for his mom. And let's see. This is from Nick, but not Nick Saban.
Nolte?
I'm pumped up for the game today. I can't wait. Just a short email, but I wanted to thank you guys for a great season. My prediction is Patriots win 28-21. The tight ends will be the difference, and I bet Hernandez has a huge day, unlike Andy Hutt, who thinks he's going to be a puddle. On another note, do you think Ocho plays a role in this game?
No.
No.
He's inactive.
If
Sorry,
memory
Nick.
Serves, he always played fairly well against the Ravens. He can't wait. Obviously, Nick sent that in before the inactives were released, but he is right. The was one of his better teams to go against was Baltimore. Nick, he was listed as one of the inactives today. Not sure if that had anything to do with his travel situation or if they just decided, you know, obviously he wasn't a part of the game plan last week either. And maybe they just decided they didn't need him.
Even if he is a part of the game plan, he doesn't understand the game plan.
I understand your point, even though you're talking out of the side of your mouth.
I just was saying.
Luis is in Illinois, and he Googled Rob Ninkovich and found out that he lives about 30 or 40-minute drive from where he grew up.
That's called stalking, so
yes.
Stop.
But you get in trouble for that stuff, Luis. About the game, I'm sick and tired of being disrespected. After we just went on the rant that everybody and their brother has picked the Patriots to win this game. All we've heard about this week was Ed Reed's comment on Flacco, and frankly, it's a backhand shot at us. That our defense is so bad, he should burn us on every drive. With Mrs. Kraft in mind, our defense will step up big after much criticism. Patriots 30, Ravens 20.
That's a plausible score.
Yeah, I could see the score. I just, you know, the disrespect thing to me is not valid. Not valid. As I sort of teased Deion Branch leaving the podium that day, Andy and I sort of chuckled with Branch a little bit how well he did in playing that disrespect.
I just like that we haven't been on ESPN in months. Ed Werder's literally sitting in your press conference. He's literally
interviewing
Rob Gronkowski.
I think as he was talking, ESPN was on, and Ed Werder was doing a stand-up from Gillette Stadium.
They're amazing. The manufacturing that Brewski talked about, now that he could let us know that they actually manufactured it, was in full force this week.
So I happened to be in Eric Paris. See what I did there? For work. He's Eric in Paris. For work instead of at home in Southern Cal. Seriously, was very worried about how the hell I was going to enjoy the game. Found a bar called The Moose, and I'm happy to report that it's packed with Patriots fans. The owner is a Pats fan, and I'm parked. That's amazing. That's utterly amazing to me. He found a bar in France that is owned by a Patriots fan and is packed with Patriots fans.
That's 16 Rue Catin.
When we decided to do this, that's the kind of thing that we were looking for.
Tell him to turn our show. Well, it's probably a little late now. Forget it. Don't tell him to turn it on. It's all wasted.
Yeah, we're heading down the
plus,
home
if I take
already.
Any French jokes shots at him, they might be offended. You know, armpit, stinky.
Brooklyn Matt wusses. Never turns up an opportunity to make fun of Andy, so he said he heard you on the Sports Hub online stream earlier with Scott Zolak. Whenever I catch one of those Hart and Zolak segments on my computer, I call it the Battle of the Colossal Heads. I get a mental picture of the Monday Night Football telecast opening with the opposing helmets colliding. My God, when the two of you sit next to each other, there's like 80 pounds of sheer meathead weight between the two of you. Each noggin has its own gravitational force. Plus, when the two of you meet, the testosterone growling is up to exponentially. After you left, Zolak said you were probably going to fit in a quick workout.
Yeah.
I like when Zol makes fun of you.
He and I never see eye to eye.
Oh, that's not that. That's just poor to me. I say the Patriots roll today. Ravens defense is old and they can't bring their A game every freaking week this late in the season. Pats by 14. Book it, Jeff in Vegas. We'll have a great championship Sunday. Cheese whiz twins.
Okay, go ahead, Paul. I know you're itching to do it.
What am I itching to do?
Talk about the Ravens' old defense.
I mean, I don't really think it's all that old.
Okay.
That's all. I mean, I think Ray Lewis.
I'm disappointed in you.
Ray Lewis is 100.
Who's so old? Who's so old on that defense? You should be ranting.
Ray Lewis is 110 years old.
And plays like he's 17.
Okay? But you just went down the season that he had. He doesn't play like a 16-year linebacker.
No. He's lost a step. Don't get me wrong.
Ed Reed has a lot of miles on those tires. He's the oldest looking 10-year veteran in the history of the NFL.
True.
Okay. I'm not denying that they have some old players. They have a bunch of secondary guys that Ryan Mink from Ravens.com, admittedly it's Ravens.com, so take it for what it's worth.
And he is not everything but Ravens.com like we are everything but Patriots.com.
He talked about all of their cornerbacks. They're all young guys. They're all third and fourth year guys, second, third, fourth year guys. You know, Terrell Suggs is not, what's he, 29? Terrell Suggs, not that old. Haloti Ngata, prime of his career. Jarrett Johnson, what's he, like 30? They're not that old.
And offensively, Rice is young. Dorie Smith is young. Joe Flacco is young. Ed Dixon is young.
You could argue that they're not that good. But you can't argue that they're old.
And it's the old defense. It's kind of like when the Patriots defense was old when it wasn't. They look at like two guys that are old and say all of them are old. Well, if 9 of the 11 are not old, then you're not old.
Well, that's kind of what my point was.
Right.
Did I give you the rant that you were
looking
for?
But people just look at two positions. Ooh, Rodney Harrison and Teddy Bruschi are old. This Patriots defense is aging. Well, did you look around them? Are they aging around them?
Not so much. Peter in Northern Ireland wants to tell us that we've done a great job in the PPGS as usual. On the international series, I doubt a team in London would work for the simple reason NFL fans here all support teams already. And this is something that a lot of our fans, our UK fans club, they all said that. They're all Patriots fans, and they're not going to support a team that comes over there unless it would happen to be the Patriots.
Right.
So I would imagine there's a lot of pockets of fans over there that feel the same way. I'm certainly always going to be a Patriots fan, not a London silly nannies supporter. On today's game, I think we should win as long as the offense plays at a high level and that it has the last few weeks. While we may score less than recently, it should be enough for a W. Thanks, guys. Can't wait for the game. I'm leaving my 4,000-word essay for afterward, and it will be hellish to write if we lose.
Peter, you're right. 28 points wins this game.
I would agree with that. I think 28 gets it done.
Who? Don't know. No, I think if they put – what if they put two teams over there? This is a total quick aside.
I think you need to have, like, some sort of European division.
But even two, if they were in the same division, so they could play each other a couple times – like a Paris team? I don't even know. I mean, would they all have to be in England? Or could you have a Paris or a Dublin team? Is there enough of a foothold anywhere else?
Well, I don't know about the footholds, but I think you would need to have you'd need to have them spread out a little bit. Maybe have one in Germany. Didn't the Germany
Germans
team
like
do
the
reasonably
NFL,
well?
Remember, there was like five at the end of it. It was all NFL,
you know,
Europe,
and that's
German.
Not that, you know, in terms of travel, I mean, we think, well, geez, you're going from Germany to London. It's not that different than what you go through now. But I think you'd need to have a European division of some sort.
So four?
So you wouldn't have to always play over there. You would not always have a team having to go over there to play.
Right.
And vice versa.
Word. Okay.
I don't think
that's enough for another day.
I don't think it works. Nathan, next up. One thing I'm worried about is during games, big games with elite pass rushes, our offensive line hasn't been winning our one-on-one battles.
True that.
Concerns are Dan Connolly and Nate Solder matching up. Also, another concern is that the game plan for the Ravens is not to tackle our players, but to hit them.
True that.
And get them knocked out of the game. Injuries to Hernandez and Solder. We talked about their concussions, Andy, earlier.
You know what I was thinking? How does Solder get a concussion? His head should be higher than everyone else's. Go ahead.
That's a fair point. an Andy Hart point, but yeah. As well as other potential injuries during the game can really make the difference. Lastly, everybody is picking the Patriots, and I can't stand that. They seem to disappoint in the biggest games, like Mike Reese said a while ago, Dolphins 2010 road game. Is that until the Patriots can show that they can show up, I can't buy in just yet? Wow.
Tom Brady on the field warming up. His receivers look cold. Julian Edelman hopping around in short sleeves. Brady not in short sleeves.
Is that Dean Pease he just hugged, maybe?
Dean Pease doesn't coach there anymore, does he?
Yeah, he's the linebacker's coach.
Oh, I thought he moved on.
No. He's the Ravens linebackers coach.
Oh, the other guy, Madison.
Yeah, Greg Madison was their defensive coordinator.
Went
he
to
moved
Michigan.
On. He's at Michigan.
With the tendencies you guys have to talk about the TVs, I was wondering if this was a good idea, you know, because Andy will just be like, hey, someone's doing this, someone's doing that, nobody can see it.
I'm just updating them. It's no different than on Twitter. Tom Brady is out there, doesn't have a scuba gear on. Danny Woodhead has the full headgear on, face warming. Troy Brown on the field chatting with Kevin Falk. What do those guys have in common? Careers really petered out in the last season.
Wow. Let's get one more email before we take our final break of the inaugural 2012 season. What? What's the matter?
I'm mad that Anthony in Naples didn't call back. What a wuss.
Well.
Vag.
Whatever. He probably wanted to yell at me about something, and maybe someone cleared it up.
It's even more.
Manish says it's 12 midnight in India right now. No, not that Manish. 1.5 hour more until the game. I will definitely be watching the match. I hope the Pats end it by halftime so that I can get some sleep. My prediction, 35-17. I think 35, Andy, you're going to be feeling pretty good.
Oh,
what
yeah.
You think?
Especially if they get 35.
I think 28 is enough, but 35, you'd be feeling pretty good. So we're going to touch base with our buddy Eric up in the press box during our final segment, and we'll get to that. Well, hold on. What do you got?
I got a quick Eric tweet.
Quickly.
We're losing 3-0, PFW Eric says. 50 minutes till kickoff, and the Gillette scoreboard currently reads Patriots 0, Ravens 3. That's not good.
Hey, it's Jim from Ace Ticket, Boston's very own ticket agency. Ace Ticket is based here in Boston, so we know every seat in every venue. We're Boston fans just like you, from Boston sports to concert and theater. Whether you need one ticket or 100, Ace has you covered. So treat yourself or someone special. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com and take advantage of our free and easy pickup at our Fenway Park or Boston Garden location. That's 1-800-MY-SEATS.
1-800-MY-SEATS. All right, guys, ready for 2 weeks in the wild or what?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, let's strap on those backpacks.
Hey, let me just check this text.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, no.
What?
Not now.
What is it?
McRib is back.
What?
We're gonna miss it.
This backpack just got really heavy, guys.
Everybody back in the car. We are going to McDonald's.
Yeah, good.
McRib is back for just $2.79. But that saucy pork goodness is here for a limited time.
What do you think? You guys want to do a golf trip instead, maybe?
That's kind of nature-y, right?
Yeah.
The simple joy of big news. Price and participation may vary for a limited time.
Dear business traveler who's flying away, you can get more out of your working day. With plush leather seats, including legroom galore, to stretch out your knees, feet, and more. Plus 36 channels of DirecTV in your seat gives you something to watch once work is complete. Log on at JetBlue.com or call for an experience dedicated to you above all. My name is Edwin, and I'm a JetBlue crew member.
And that was a dedication to you from JetBlue. Experience it firsthand at JetBlue.com/business. Based on the average fleet-wide C-Pitch of U.S. Airlines, DirecTV service available on flights in 48 contiguous states only.
Droid. Introducing the Droid Bionic by Motorola. So powerful it can access your home computer remotely and pull out your music, movies, images, and documents at the mind-melting speed of Verizon 4G LTE. The Droid Bionic. It's not only the master of droids, it's the master of machines. Control it, and you control everything.
Get the new Droid Bionic by Motorola and never sync with a cord again. Visit any Verizon store, droiddoes.com, or call 1-800-256-4646. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com/4GLTE.
That is the metaphorical sound of you hitting your head against the wall in your search for the perfect brand new car. Let's chalk it up to the fact that you didn't know AutoTrader.com even had new cars. See, AutoTrader.com lets you compare new cars side by side, even special offers, so your head and heart can both get what they want. Say your heart wants a sporty 2011 coupe, but your head wants the best deal in town. Bingo! A never been owned before coupe that your head and heart can both agree on. AutoTrader.com, now the ultimate new car marketplace.
Hey, what's that?
A Dunkin' Donuts hot chocolate with a turbo shot of espresso.
So you're making a statement about the duality of mankind, in that we can be warm and cozy, yet intense and energetic. That's quite the dichotomy you've exposed.
Actually, it's just really delicious.
Charge up your Dunkin' hot chocolate with a turbo shot. Add some espresso to your favorite cup of chocolate comfort today. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
These Dunkin' sausage pancake bites are so good. I love how they wrap tasty sausages in yummy pancakes.
Actually, I believe they took yummy pancakes and filled them with tasty sausages.
Huh. You say pancake sausage bites, I say sausage pancake bites.
Try Dunkin' Donuts sausage pancake bites, your favorite breakfast flavors together in one delicious bite. Grab three for just $1.59. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary, plus applicable taxes.
I love this card.
With my Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, I earn more cash back for the things I buy most.
Cash back for the things I buy every day.
I earn 1% cash back on every purchase, everywhere, every time.
2% on groceries.
And 3% on gas. Automatically, no hoops to jump through.
It's as easy as 1, 2, 3.
That's 1% cash back on a cut and color.
2% back on food for the neighborhood barbecue.
And 3% cash back on getting the kids to soccer practice and football.
and baseball.
Extra cash back on groceries and gas. That's my kind of card.
Earn 1, 2, 3% cash back for the things you buy most with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards Credit Card. Apply online or at a Bank of America near you. Quarterly maximum on grocery and gas bonus rewards. To learn more, go to bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots.
Copyright 2011, Bank of America Corporation.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Health Care Center, located on site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club story time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
This is Patriots defensive end Sean Ellis, and I get ready for every game with Paul Perello and Andy Hart on the Patriots pregame social, live on the Patriots Facebook page.
With a dip in my mouth.
That's dip.
Oh, yeah. That was supposed to be dip. Yes. I had my tongue in my mouth. It's a dip in my mouth.
Hi. Very excited for the final segment of our first year, and I want to thank everyone for joining us throughout the season and making the JetBlue Patriots pregame social a smash.
Never had a dip
so in much your mouth. So, Andy. So much so. Our show has been so successful. What is happening?
The Ravens are chanting.
Our show has been so successful. What is happening?
Oh, they're stealing it everywhere. The Boston Globe's doing virtual tailgate parties. I look on CBS, they're doing all this Twitter-based hashtag crap. First, right here, this studio, the Subway Fresh broadcast studio at Gillette Stadium. And also what is happening, Paul, is the Ravens are going flipping nuts outside the
yes.
The cinder block walls were not enough to contain the Ravens' loudness, excitement, bouncing off the walls.
Those
as they
NFL
took the field.
Films clips that you see of Ray Lewis and the Ravens getting all jacked up before a game just took place right outside our studios. And as I said, I don't think that you're going to get a team like Denver that's just happy to be here.
Oh, no, they ain't rolling over and taking it like
Patriots,
Tim Tebow did.
The Patriots may beat them 45-10 just like they did to Denver, but
it
won't be because Baltimore didn't think that they could win this game. The Patriots are going to have to play that much better.
A couple interesting tweets off the Twitter feed. Our friend, well, Paul's friend, PFW Eric, chimes in with Ed Reed looking a little slow, not exploding out of his back pedal in warm-up drills. So Eric's expert eye, you know, he's very good at reading things from afar, says Ed Reed looks a little slow. And our friend Ryle Peterson says, Eilerpa at Smala V Stark Machun. I think it's in German.
Oh, okay.
But he got the hashtag #PPGS right. The rest, and the number 35 is in the middle. The rest I can't read. I think it.
Patrick Pass?
Maybe German 35.
Wasn't that Patrick Pass's number?
Oh, yeah. I was thinking Patrick Chung, 25.
Anyway,
Octong, baby.
Let's get back to the emails before we actually touch base with Eric shortly. Nick in Maine's not happy with Ocho Stinko, as he calls him. Officially inactive for the Ravens game. Why do we pay this guy $6 million again? One of the worst offseason moves of the Belichick era.
Yeah.
And Andy thinks it's not over. Andy thinks he'll be back next year playing a huge role.
Whoa. Now, did I say that or are you pulling an Andy?
I'm pulling an Andy.
Okay, thank you. I said I think there's a chance he'll be back next training camp.
Playing a huge role.
And then you'll cut him if he's not prepared then.
Right.
Give him the offseason in the, if you really think he can play, you thought he could play because you handed him $6 million. He's right. They thought he was going to be something and right. He isn't. So give him a chance.
I think that he will not be in camp next year.
I think you're wrong.
I think they're going to cut ties with him.
Either way, that's probably a topic for another day.
When they can.
You know, when the season ends.
I wanted to mention two more things. One, thank you for a great season of PPGS. You guys were awesome and I already can't wait for next year. Two.
Me either.
I had a dream last night that Gronk took a shot and hurt both his knees and his back.
Oh, that's not
wow.
good.
Wow. He then limped off the field toward the locker room, falling once on the way, but ultimately getting up and onto the trainer's table. His face then began to change from having a beard to not having a beard time and time again, and the trainer screamed out, "He's a werewolf." Then I woke up.
Did you have, like,
Thanks again for everything, guys.
Big slice of chocolate cake right before bed to explain that.
Werewolves 41, Ravens 17.
Oh, even without Gronkowski, we win 41-17?
Evidently. Kevin in High Point, North Carolina, one of our longtime listeners and favorite emailers. I know that you all picked the Patriots to win, but what percentage would you associate with their chances of winning? I'm a nervous wreck today, and I need some reassurance. Thanks for a great season of PPGS. Well, Andy, you're great at providing percentages. Kevin wants a percentage of your confidence.
I was at 60% early in the week, and then Tom Brady missed practice, and I downgraded it to 57%. I feel torn. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm at 57% right now that the Patriots are going to win. But most fans are well above that. Remember during the week it was 85, it was 99.9. That really got no attention that Brady missed a practice. And I know it's not a huge deal, but the way I look at it is it really ideal facing the best defense you've faced all year probably – in the AFC Championship game, and you miss a day of practice?
I'm sorry. Winning. You starting to get the concept now?
I never even heard that before. Is that the first time we ever played that?
It's very light, too, and low. Why is everything low coming from the studio today? Do you know?
I don't know.
Do you know?
No.
Jamie in the UK, another one who is
What's up, girl?
Fan of the show.
It's not a girl, I know. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I don't think so. First time getting in touch with you from over the pond. Can't wait for the game. Think Branch will have a big game today. Breda will fire out his A game, and Gronk will pick up right where he left off against Denver. Looking forward to you guys coming over in October. My prediction for the score is 31-21. Keep up the good work. You guys rock, and F the Jets. Go Pats.
No, I don't think Branch will have a big game today. I think when he has his big games, it generally involves a big play that the safety is late getting over, and Ed Reed won't be late getting over. And if they try to have Branch have a big day, I think Ed Reed might have a big day. Proceed. A lot of emails.
One of the other things,
he's having problems because he's reloading and it's a white screen right now.
Right. Well, one of the things that one of the emailers just brought up that I thought was interesting was somehow there's some word that the Ravens might be targeting Brady and trying to get him out of the game, not necessarily trying to tackle but injure players. Have you heard this at all?
What? I was checking Twitter. Sorry.
Have you heard any stories about the Ravens possibly looking to knock players out of the game?
No.
Because I hadn't heard that.
I had not heard that. I hear it generally from Patriots fans.
Brian says he heard some sports folks, Florio for one, speculating that the Ravens might sacrifice roughing penalties and even suspensions in an attempt to knock Brady out of the game. What do you think the chances are of such a tactic?
It's pretty slim.
I think it's almost zero.
I think Ray Lewis would leave the team. Ray Lewis wants to hurt you, but he wants to hurt you in the confines of the game, just a regular play. He plays with such an aggression. But I think Ray Lewis would be very upset if that were something going on. I don't think Ray Lewis is that type of guy. I honestly don't. And maybe people will think I'm crazy because...
Just off the field.
Don't you think he respects probably the game of football more than he respects anything else?
Yeah,
you know,
I would be surprised.
Murder. Now it's louder. Whatever that was really loud.
I agree with you.
I really do. I think Ray Lewis respects the game of football, the competition, as much as anything on the planet. And Bernard Pollard is on their team, right?
Right.
I don't think he's looking to do it. Do you really? If you're Bernard Pollard, yeah, I'll take it. I'll take another run at Brady. Maybe I'll see if I can get murdered now.
That's something that I thought got a lot of attention because Brian Waters said that he took pride in the hit, and it made it sound like people wrote it as if to say that he was saying that Waters said that Paula was proud of hurting
him.
That's not what he said.
God darn it.
Anyway, the most interesting Patriots fan in the world, James Pettigrew, says he agrees with John and his boyfriend in the man whore cave that the Pats will roll and roll hard. You heard it here, the 43rd.
Has anyone picked the Ravens anywhere?
I haven't really seen anybody pick the Ravens yet. I think on ESPN, Seth Wickersham picked the Ravens. I saw Boomer's two-minute drill.
Yep.
He picked the Ravens 24-23.
Burt Breer picked the Ravens.
Burt Breer picked the Ravens.
He's hated the Patriots ever since he wrote those Hernandez stories.
Not a lot of things. Not a lot of people, by the way, have picked the Ravens to win. Hey, Paul and the Big Head from Hamza in Toronto. I proceeded to bite through my nails, and I am now working on my fingers. I'm considering watching the first quarter on mute. That's how nervous I am. What's all this uber confidence coming? Where is all this uber confidence coming from?
Tom Brady.
I wish I was that cocksure. Easy, Andy.
You sure are. Forget it.
One thing I'll say is that I agree with Paul's comment about turnovers being the Ravens' only shot at scoring in the 30s. I think the only way we lose this game is by committing two or more turnovers, which we haven't done lately. And if we don't, we'll almost certainly score 30, and that seems like a touchdown too much for the Ravens to match. 4 hours from being in the Super Bowl, guys, I'm so nervous. I don't want to make you any more nervous, Hamza, than you need to be, but the Patriots turned the ball over 2 times last week.
Yes. And they could turn it over a million times. Paul, we have a special guest who just wandered into the studio.
Yes, the voice of Northeastern University basketball.
We're here to talk Patriots. Adam Pac-Man Jones, the host of the post-game show here on the Patriots.com and Facebook pages and wherever the hell else you can get that, the apps and all that crap. You should have your post-game show of the year, either way.
You think so?
I think you, yeah, it's going to be a pretty either get the bleep button ready if they happen to lose, or the confidence coming out of this game will be at a record high looking forward towards another Super Bowl.
Is that what you guys have been dealing with here today? A lot of people fired up, or are they kind of
tired?
No, everybody's fired up.
Is everyone a little tired of the storylines coming into the game, or no?
No. Everybody's fired up, and they're looking to blow the Ravens off the field. Disrespect card is being played.
So you guys are firing them up today. That's good.
They
That's
are ready to roll.
We were waning over the course of the week.
We does our job.
Yes, you will have plenty to deal with post game.
Can I ask you guys? I heard that Ray Lewis
prediction.
Was like,
did you want a prediction for me? Because I got either Patriots 28-24.
Have you settled on a team yet, Andy?
Nope.
Have you decided on one?
No.
Yet? Okay. Well,
it's good. It's pathetic.
There's still what, like 20 minutes left in the show.
I'll
you got some time.
About 6:30 tonight.
Did I hear Ray Lewis was like just outside the door? Just
they
like
were out here
and yelling.
The whole team.
The whole team was jacked up. Bouncing.
We just give
yelling.
Ray Lewis the credit for it, but.
So I missed that.
Yes.
And I ran out to see.
It's a sight to see.
I would have done the same thing.
Was,
I can't believe I missed it.
Is there a dog in the house?
Oh, yeah. They were all, even
you
the guys.
Were just bobbing behind him, barking in the background.
There were like guys in sweatpants.
Well, yeah, but for a different reason than
inactive. Why were you bobbing near Ray Lewis? What? Wow, that really brought a screeching halt to everything. But, yeah, I just wanted to bring you in because I think you are going to have a fun show tonight.
So
one way or the other.
We're looking forward to it. Start calling right when the game ends.
I have decided 28 points wins the game.
So,
just not sure who.
Who gets the 28? Andy has no idea.
I have 28-20, but yeah, I actually picked the team. Yeah.
So Which team?
The Patriots.
Oh, you're such a punani.
Seriously.
You really believe that?
Seriously, right? Yeah. No, I really do believe it.
Okay.
Why? Picked 31-24.
Joe Flacco, you picking against him like me?
I just think.
Yes, that's my reasoning. I'm picking Brady over Flacco.
The Flacco factor is a big one. And I just think that even if the Ravens can limit the tight ends in the passing game. I know we talked about this when you guys were on the program on Friday. I wouldn't put
ESPN
that.
ESPNBoston.com.
Correct.
Radio.
Yeah, I don't want to plug it too much. But yeah, when you guys were on
you
the
should.
Show. And.
Well, time someone was listening.
If we're going to go on there, we want to know people are listening.
You know, even if they can limit the tight ends, I think there's a decent chance they can. They still have to stop Welker. They still have to stop Branch. And if they go light like the Jets did in Week 5, they're still going to have to stop the run. And remember, Green Ellis ran wild in that week. So, I think the Patriots are going to pile up points, maybe not in the 30s and certainly not 45 like we saw last week, but in the 30s.
Some fans think so.
And
we've got 46-20.
I'm not big on Flacco, and I also just think that they can limit Ray Rice on the ground. I know the last month of the season wouldn't lead you to believe that. I still believe if Belichick wants to sell out to stop the run, they can do it and say, look, Joe Flacco beat us. I still think that's the game plan. The X factor for me is Ray Rice in the passing game. I mean, how big of a factor is he there? But I think on the ground, I'm less concerned about his day on the ground, I think, than most.
Well, I would say the good thing about the Ray Rice in the passing game is certainly if McCourty's at safeties, I think you have better tacklers on the field than this team has had throughout the year when I've been ripping James Ahedebo, Sergio Brown, guys that just flat out can't tackle, and yet they play a position in football that should really revolve around tackling.
Hey, as you guys are talking, I'm just going to bring our buddy Eric in because he's waiting patiently.
All right,
up
go
in the
away,
press
Adam.
Box.
You have your own show post game.
Yeah, no,
everybody
yeah,
call the post game show
right after the game. Yeah,
Adam Jones will be either calling you in off the ledge or riling you up
and
for the 2 week window to the Super Bowl.
Andy will have made his prediction by then.
By that time, I will tell you who wins this game.
Scales.
Okay, guys, you can breathe a sigh of relief. Because the Patriots have just tied up the score.
Oh, it's now 3-3 or 0-0?
No, it's back to 0-0 again.
Oh, good.
But, yeah, for the last half hour or so, it was 3-0 Ravens in pregame.
That's a bad coaching move by John Harbaugh. You never take points off the board. Never take points off the board.
Especially with this red zone defense.
And the Ray Lewis scene that you were describing was just recreated a few moments ago by the man himself. Right out here on about the 10-yard line here in the visitor's end of the field.
Yeah, as we were talking about, they Patriots may win, may blow them out, whatever. Ray Lewis, and it's actually on the CBS coverage of the game right now, has these Ravens ready to play. They are not happy to be here. They will not lay down like the Broncos did last week. The Patriots are in for a battle. If they're going to win this, they're going to have to earn it.
Oh, they are, and it's going to go deep into the fourth quarter being a tight battle, I predict.
Okay, Eric, let's get to the nuts and the bolts.
Try not to focus too. Never mind.
Oh.
Try not to focus too much on the nuts, Paul wanted to say, but he doesn't. Right. I finish his sentences for him.
I knew what he was trying to say. You didn't have to finish it for him.
Okay, verbalize your tweet on Ed Reed. You said he looked like he was a little slow out of his breaks. Could the Patriots challenge Ed Reed today, and should they?
I don't know if you ever want to challenge Ed Reed, but if he's not 100%, you know, it wouldn't be bad to try to see what he has early on. He didn't look like he was moving exceptionally fast. He certainly did look like he was giving 100% out there. He looked a little tentative, backpedaling, coming out of his breaks.
Rope-a-dope, question mark?
Could be, because he didn't look like, it also didn't look like he was heavily taped, you know, or at least, you know, padded up on one, on that left ankle. But, I don't know. I feel uncomfortable challenging Ed Reed, even when he's not 100%.
You should. As I said, when you find out he's rope-a-doping you is usually when he's running into the end zone with the ball for an interception return for a touchdown. Let's look elsewhere. Patriots defense. McCourty at safety. Have you seen much of that in warm-ups?
No. Seeing your typical, typical when healthy, Chung and Ihedebo back there, McCourty at left, Arrington at right. They don't typically like to show that McCourty at safety thing in the pregame warm-ups too much.
Right, because the other team doesn't actually watch game footage from the previous week, so they'll never think you could do it.
You just exposed the entire really Patriots way, Andy.
They also really don't show their nickel all that much, and that's usually when we've seen McCourty at the safety position.
Right,
so,
no question.
I would expect to still see it at some point whenever they go into that nickel or time package.
Okay, give me your assessment from afar of one Joseph Flacco. We all believe, I think, the game resides in his right hand. Does he look like he's ready to play? Is he one of the guys
what's
bouncing
the
off the wall?
Language?
Yeah, what's the body language? Or does he look like a puddle of goo like he sounded like in the media all week?
Well, I think somebody referred to him as Flaccid Flacco the
was
other
that
day.
You? Was that you?
No, it wasn't me, but I did hear somebody refer to him as that. And I think that might be an apt description. He looks very nonchalant. I think is the best way to put it.
That's for our French listeners.
You know, although I will say this about him, he was the first player out on the field this afternoon, and that was, maybe close to 3.5 hours before kickoff. He was out here already getting stretched, getting, you know, a little bit of warm-up throws in. So I don't question his seriousness, but just by looking at his body language, he looks very calm and very relaxed.
Okay, let's flip it over to the offense for the Patriots. You know, one of the big matchups, everybody's talking about tight ends on their defense. Aaron Hernandez has the concussion. Anything lead you to believe he will be limited in any way in this game?
Didn't look like it. In fact, when the tight ends come out, and, you know, the tight ends being just the two of them, that's all there is on the roster, he was bouncing around. He and Gronk were whooping it up like they normally do. Hernandez was getting his normal reps, what seemed like his normal reps in the pregame. Team offense and in the individual drills. So I don't see anything that leads me to believe he's not going to be a factor. The one thing I will be interested to see is whether or not he's a factor lining up in the backfield like he was so much last week. I tend to think not, just given the strength of the Ravens' front seven, where I think that was a weakness they could have exploited last week against Denver. I'd rather see Hernandez out in space catching passes because I do think Gronk is going to be a key on the Ravens' defense today.
Agreed. Now the same similar question for Nate Solder at right tackle. Any issues there? Is he taking his normal reps with the first offensive line?
Yep, looked like it because, as you know, Sebastian Vollmer, the incumbent right tackle, not active today. And, yes, Solder lined up with the first group of offensive linemen at right tackle, Matt Light on your left. Everything else looked as per usual with that group.
Okay, final question. Are the towels in full effect? You see anybody waving the towels? Are we going to get a legitimate impact from those towels and the fans today?
I'm looking at a small group of fans in the far corner of the visitor's end zone waving them right now. I don't see a ton of other people with them in the stands.
That's weak.
So maybe they're just holding. Oh, I see actually a few on the far opposite corner of the field here. But maybe once everybody gets in the stadium and realizes what they're intended for, we'll see a whiteout condition because there is no whiteout condition right now with all the snow from yesterday. They've done a great job of clearing that off. There's not even any lingering snow on the sides of the field along the back of the sidelines here or in the end zone. So if there's going to be any white today, it's going to be from those towels. But as of yet, I don't see it.
All right, Scals, we'll see you in a couple of minutes. We're just going to put the finishing touches on our final JetBlue Patriots pregame social, and we'll be up in a minute.
Good. Hope it was a good one, and I hope this is a good one because I'm tired of talking about it.
And we're tired of you talking about it.
It was right up until that segment. But anyway, I want to thank Andy Hart for allowing Eric to tell us there's exactly 114 people currently in the stadium with towels. That's always good to know before the game. John in North Carolina is going to be our final guest on the Ace Ticket Hotline of the 2011 JetBlue Patriots pregame social season. John, how are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
We're doing great. We're jacked up.
Oh, yeah, me too. I had a question about the game. Everybody's expecting the Patriots come out in a spread formation with the passing game. What's the chances of us breaking over 100 yards rushing and knocking defiantly running the ball down the Ravens' throat?
I think it's slim. Defiantly, like you said, really yeah. taking it to them, I think it's slim. Now, they may get over 100 with some Woodhead and mixed in runs here and there, but I don't think the game plan is going to be try to run. You know, Belichick doesn't run it into a brick wall, quote unquote. I think they're going to try to spread them and shred them.
Yeah, I think they might have success running it, but it won't be out of normal formations, traditional
right.
sets.
I got the tapes, 3 games to glory. For the past 3 Super Bowl runs that we made, and that was one of the things that came up repeatedly, is the Patriots would aggressively attack with the run game. And I know we had better running backs back in the day.
You had a running game then.
Yeah, we had a running game and not so much as a pass attack.
Right.
But with the pass attack being the primary stop all for the Ravens, I mean, they know they have to stop that. I figured Belichick might throw a little hitch in there.
I doubt it because of the personnel and the talent. Plus, Stephen Ridley's inactive, and yeah. if you were going to do that, I don't think you go into the game with just Ben Jarvis Green Ellis as your true running back.
Yeah, and I would say
is
that
he inactive?
Ridley is inactive, and I would say if the Patriots decided to have that kind of a mentality, no one would be happier than the Baltimore Ravens.
I hear you. I appreciate you taking my call.
All right, John. We appreciate you taking the time. Real quick, I'll just get to one final email here. Sam in Chicago.
What's up, girl?
Got her oil change this morning and asked the guys in the garage who would win today's game. The mechanic said as soon as the Bears went under this season, they watch the Patriots and expect Tom and the offense will be too much for the Ravens D this afternoon. I think the Pats will take it today. Heck, when is a mechanic ever wrong? Thanks for the show, guys. Sam in Chicago, 27-20 Pats.
I bet you they changed Sam's oil, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, that's just so inappropriate. Iggy from Madrid chiming in, which great to see. I haven't really heard from him much lately.
Amigo con gran cabeza.
I want to thank everyone for making our show a tremendous success in our first season. Andy and I enjoyed it immensely.
Thank you.
We plan on doing it again next year, but we have more important things to do right now, and that is win an AFC title.
Woo!
This has been the JetBlue Patriots pregame social, live from the Patriots Facebook page. Now it's game time as the Patriots take on the Baltimore Ravens.
Tebow's going to be hit and dropped. Ball is on the ground. Big pile up at the Denver 41. Patriots ball.
Be sure to tune into Patriots.com radio all week long for recaps and reaction to this week's game.
Tebow in a shotgun, ball to his left. 3 receivers, far side right. Back to pass, Tebow. Here's the rush. Steps up. Starts to run around. Going to be sacked.
On behalf of all of Patriots.com radio, we thank you for tuning in all season long. We look forward to hearing from you on next season's first edition of the JetBlue Patriots pregame social.